wife took care of that.
I had some guys that were supposed to come roof one of my houses at 5:30.
Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting Friday, July 23rd, 8 a.m. Emergency meeting to hear protest by statute deadline.
So I got up early to get all the stuff lined up for them, and they never showed up. Call the meeting to order. Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Troy Lonsby.
Here.
Janet Gill.
Here.
Scott Love. Robert Giese.
Here.
Larry Albanese.
Here.
An emergency meeting of the Dakota County Board of Equalization has been called by Chair Troy Lonsby, me, for Friday, July 23rd, 2021 at 8 a.m. The agenda shall be for the board to state the nature of the emergency, to hear protest filings before statutory deadline prior to July 25th, which falls on a Saturday.
Sunday.
Sunday. Current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted in the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. One, emergency business. A, board to review property valuation protest by considering all papers relating to the protest and the findings and recommendations of the referee, and may make the order recommended by the referee or find other order and judgment of the Board of Equalization required by the findings of the referee, or may hear additional testimony or may set aside such findings to hear the protest anew. 77-150201.
Ready?
Okay.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Number nine. Protest number nine. Scott Munson. This is Fisher Creek Road. He is 42 acres and several garages. His biggest complaint was the drastic increase in value from $175,000 to $270,000. He has 42 acres of land. Lots of it is, trees up there in the hills, just south of Homer. It's valued as agricultural, so he's getting all the agricultural values for the land, and then the house. He has several garages as well. Complained about the road, Fiddler Creek again. I have a list going up the worst roads in the county. This one comes up a lot, but because he's just past where Harris finished paving, he's just down around the bend, basically. Again, here I from the appraisal side of things, I really didn't have much to go on for reduction. $270,000 for 42 acres in a decent house and several garages. He's got that. That's a four-car garage, and then that's a separate detached garage, which it's at least six. Plus, he added on to that.
So he added on to this. Yeah. Didn't have a permit. I raised his value because that addition's been there for a few years.
The one on the east side.
The one on the very east.
I got the framer lined up for him. He did that last year. Yeah.
I'd say so. I added it because he didn't have a permit.
So the
I actually raised his value. Sam left it the same, but I raised it.
So, but the 40 acres is only valued for $60,000, correct?
So it's agricultural. So the breakdown is, it's a lot of grass and trees, which is the lowest value of any sort of farmland in the area. So, for example, he has, one G grassland. He's got 4 acres of that, but it's, it's valued.
He rents it.
Yeah.
I know the people that rent it. They pay it.
Yeah, it's $1,900 an acre for agricultural land.
Yeah,
there.
Nothing.
Just a house and two separate garages.
One up on the hill.
Four-car garage, probably.
He has one attached to the house, one on the hill, and then one or two down below.
Okay.
Four, seven.
So
he could probably get 10 or 12 cars in the bottom garage.
Yeah.
no, really no substantial information, reason, whatever for.
Any pictures of any bad things or anything?
The one thing he did claim, he didn't give me a picture of that. He's claiming that that detached garage that what's his name, Kelly.
The wall is loose in it. I have seen it. You can push the wall back and forth. It needs to be reattached, but.
Right. That was his biggest claim, was that the builder originally built that not up to.
Take some siding off and put some light bolts back in.
I didn't see it as a significant repair. Okay.
So the next one is his too. Is that in the same property or not?
That's his son's probably.
Oh.
No.
I said,
this is Rental and Homer.
Yeah. Oh, that's separate. Okay.
Right.
So basically all the house and the two garages or three garages, whatever it was, that's only valued at $210,000?
$270,000.
Oh, $270,000.
Yeah, the garages and the house are $210,000.
Okay.
But I say raise.
Right. $270,000 with the land. So even if you cut off, you know, I'm looking at it like from the appraisal side, if you cut off 5 acres of that, you know, and made 5 acres in the house and the garages, I mean, I still see that's going for at least $300,000 in this current market. So I felt the $270,000 was fine. Christy did see the
addition.
The addition to the garage, which is the $281,000. So her number is $281,985. I said no change.
Where's the $281,000 at?
On my sheet.
That's her.
That's my recommendation.
Her, she's recommending that it is increased. $281,985 is
just for the addition of the garage.
So what's he going to be assessed at then?
It's up to you. You want to raise him, or if you want to keep him at the $270,000.
It was 175.
It was 175. So it's already a hundred.
So it was 175 in 19. Went to 270. We found a garage addition. I want to raise it to 281.
Now the other one that we found, that we did raise it, but we raised it for the next year. Wasn't that how we did it? I can't remember how we did it.
That patio one.
Ty.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
Somebody that didn't have a permit.
Yeah. Neither one
right?
of them have permits. Right. It's ridiculous. They know where to get permits.
I guess, do you know that it happened to me? I assumed my builder got the permit. I didn't know that I was supposed to get it, and he didn't. So, I mean, I guess I'm just pleading the same thing that happened to me.
He's built on enough, he knows.
Who?
This isn't the first edition he's done.
I'm just saying, I thought that was the builder's responsibility, whoever you contracted with. I didn't realize it was mine, so I got dinged for
three. Can we do 270 today and then next year 280?
Oh, yeah, I've already added it, so I'm good. Either way.
Let's do it that way.
It's going to happen. Yeah, I think
it's
so,
gonna
too.
It's going to happen either way. Yeah.
I like that idea.
It just gets old when they get away with it, like Ty's 10 years. It's like, come on.
Good thing you have that little, whatever it's called, that.
Well, and that's going to help a lot, that new satellite.
We get that next year. Yep.
Oh, next year?
They run it in the fall or the spring. We should have it.
You've already had it once.
I thought you already get it once.
No, we do the change finder this coming year. That you'll find your changes.
So we can put an ad in the Star and say, Big Brother. I mean, we were watching
you. Nobody can use it but us.
Okay. That would be really interesting.
Number 10, Mr. Munson's property. This is a residential house in Homer, 402 Howard Street. It's a rental. He did mention some issues with the house as far as water heaters has broke. Former tenant beat up the interior. He's running it for $800 a month.
Maybe a little more.
That's his testimony. I don't have the lease. That's his testimony.
It's got an attached two-car garage. It's a nice little house.
Yeah.
Geez, that's a good...
Yeah.
Did you ask him what it'd bring? He thought it'd put it on the market.
Right. I have sales way over this. I think I wrote this one wrong. I have no change, and then I have the wrong number written.
So it should be the 117.
I have no change. Mm-hmm. Sales are high, yeah. I'm sorry.
We looked at a lot of numbers.
You guys were busy, yeah.
$117.
$117,630 is the number. Yeah, there's a sale on Elm Street that's like $180, and it's a smaller house than this one, but.
There's a house that's going to be right across the street up from my fourplex that's going to sell, and I bet it's going to approach $200, same house.
So that's okay. This is okay.
That's my mistake there, sorry.
Okay, no problem.
On to 47 then.
47. Okay, this is an acreage, Oakdale Road near Jackson. They have a stick-built house from like the 1950s, and then they've got a 1990s.
Yeah, mobile home.
Yeah, manufactured house. This one's hard just because it's two homes, and it's an acreage, but the only issue here was that the basement is not finished in the house, not the manufactured house, but the stick-built house. Christy and I removed the basement finish. That's the only reason for the reduction here. The assessed value was $241.90. Condition we felt was average. Go ahead.
The basement was 20. Hey, Scott.
Good work.
Mark. Yeah.
Yeah.
The basement was 20. Okay.
So $218.975 there for.
Okay.
For that one.
That looks good.
Do I have pen, Scott?
Yeah, there's two.
Yeah, that's the mobile home.
That's the mobile home. It's got an attached garage. It's a nicer manufactured house. They did attach the garage to it after the fact.
And that's her house. Yeah. They moved in.
That's the other house?
Yeah, they moved it in from Jackson a while back.
So there's two houses on the same property then?
Mm-hmm.
So the breakdown is
sanguinity or what?
Yeah, that land is 43,000, and then one of the houses is 86 and the other house is 89. Yeah.
Okay. Appears to be reasonable.
Is it the 240 or is it the 218?
47.
We are
218.
We're removing the basement finish, which takes it down to 218 to be equalized with everything else.
Did you say these are kind of based on 2 year ago values kind of thing? So we'll continue to play catch up a little bit on some of the stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, the statute reads, yeah, so she's got actually, what's
3 years of sales.
Right, and it's like
between 92 and 100, I think we're at 90.
Yes, so it's 94% of those, October?
Yeah.
Of the, it's October to October of the 2 years prior. It's a, I mean, there's actual dates in the statute, but I'm paraphrasing for you.
Okay.
49 is Howard Reed. maybe my favorite process of this year. Very interesting guy. My right to happiness is being taxed to death, is his quote here. 10 acres, he has a mobile home, and this place is pretty rough. Christy had people out there this either late last year or early this year. This thing is, he's got, I mean, he basically has a wood-burning stove that heats the place. It's probably unlivable to most people.
Off the grid, huh?
It is off the grid, right.
Kind of awesome.
Oh, wow.
It's a simple life.
He likes it out there, he said.
How many acres, you say?
He's got 10 acres.
Oh, 10 acres.
Yep, and the mobile home, and then a couple of very rough buildings. But.
So you actually took it to 53 from 57, which originally was at.
Yeah. Okay. And we asked him about homestead. He doesn't qualify yet. That was quite the fiasco, too.
Hmm. Yep, so this is, he's mostly land here. The mobile home is, I mean, it would probably be a detriment to the property at this point, but
I'm good with it.
He's happy, so.
So we just lowered condition down. The land's the same. The mobile home's $4,800. The other buildings are.
He does have a Morton building down the hill. He has some stuff in. Or utility buildings.
It's a little rough too, but yeah.
He's made do. Cut out a bin.
He's got a bin that he cut a hole in that.
Made a garage.
Yeah. 53,175 with the condition adjustment. Protest number 50, Dennis Dorsey, Oakdale Road. Okay, this is the old schoolhouse. He bought the school, I'm not sure what school it was.
Is it up by Jackson?
Willis.
Thank you.
All right.
So it's 4,000, so we converted it. It looks pretty nice. It almost looks like a house now, but it's 4,104 square feet. So it's
enormous.
He doesn't fit into any of our models or anything like that. I mean, see, it looks like a house. Yeah, it's just.
It did good job.
It's just huge.
So when we, we put it in there, it does end up being a little bit. It comes in really high. There's a few that come in really high with the
size.
Just the GLA is big. The assessed value was $323,685. We have done a 5% reduction due to size. This is, as square foot goes up, the price per square foot goes down. You know, how much is that 4,000th square foot worth versus some of the other ones? So we're making a small adjustment here just for size. 309,000 is the recommendation with the 5% reduction.
And that's still almost 100,000 more than last year, so he should be.
Yeah, it had a funky adjustment on it. Yeah. We don't know why there was an adjustment on it, so we took that off. That's why it went way up. Yep. Not if that was for being a school or what Jeff had on there.
Okay.
Protest number 55 is Armbright. This is H Avenue, 1674 H Avenue. He's got 5.74 acres and the house.
Two houses.
He's got two. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's got his house he lives in, and he's got a rental house on there as well. Again, yeah, the argument here is no improvements. He did write us a letter, and he did come in and talk about it. He's one of our original homesteaders, I think. His family's had this since day one.
Wow.
One of the few in the county, actually. He's got a few issues with, we went out there and remeasured the house last year. Kirsty had her people do it, and they made some changes. A lot of his questions were, he didn't understand what the county record meant, which, it's a lot of real estate terms. What's a slab roof ceiling? What's a fixture? What's a slab with steps and these kind of things, but I tried to explain to him as best I could. Overall, the review from last year was well maintained. The shingles were in good shape. Is at least in average condition.
Tiny cabin.
That must be the little rental.
That's the little rental. But it's not as little as you think. Really? You think it's tiny, but it goes
way
the back.
Yeah, that's the back.
Oh, that's it? Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it's bigger than you think it is.
Oh, yeah. Like a shotgun house.
Just a little teeny tiny. Nope.
And then a barn.
And he's got a big old barn and then a couple of other
buildings.
So we went from 215 to 261. You're going to keep it at 261.935.
I didn't have really any evidence to change him.
Okay.
83 then.
Tullis and Rockford. Rockford.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Nagel. This is just south of Jackson on James Street, but it's just south of those railroad tracks there. And he's got 7.5 acres and a big house. It's modular, but it's pretty nice. His biggest contention is that he's got to, I don't know if you guys remember, there's a little bridge there that he's got to cross. You know what I mean? And it's the county starts there and the city ends there, right at that one spot.
I think we have a map of it.
We know.
Yeah.
You know it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Everybody knows.
It's on the road.
It's on the list.
Things to address.
Yeah, okay.
7.5 tons is the, he claimed was the
weight limit
for the bridge, and he's claiming that that's a detriment to, you know, the future sale of his house.
Probably is.
But you can come in from the other side.
You can come in from either side of the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, it's not like it's over in Eagle Drive, and there's one way in and one way out. There is another way into this place, so.
Mm-hmm. We're good with it.
I 7.5 acres in that big of a house.
Yeah, it's pretty, it looks nice.
No change was the recommendation.
Okay, let's 09.
Sarah Sue Larson, protest number 109. G Avenue, about 6 acres in a, you know, in an older, you know, 1.5-story house. This one was reviewed as well. Christy had her people out there.
163 to 187. Yeah. Okay.
There's a decent building as well. I just did not have any room to change this one. She didn't really, and she gave me two comparables that were not comparable. One was a much smaller house, and the other one was a house in the old Hiddle house. She gave me the one that the basement was falling in.
Where's this located again?
G Avenue.
G Avenue.
So yeah, that house and that garage, that detached.
That garage is newer.
Yeah.
The greenhouse on the side there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, I think that sells for 187 all day long.
Yeah.
So yep. That big piece of land too.
I got a dumb question for in the future then. So you're using sales from 2 years ago.
The assessment.
So next year, say a house like this, will that be reviewed or will that be automatically? Is there like an automatic?
If our numbers are low.
Thing that kicks in, mm-hmm. and so it'll be whatever next year again?
It can
again.
Go up again. Yep.
So we should
nothing
see
has
jumps
down.
In the next couple of years, I bet, because this should
last. It's just it's still stupid.
But you don't have, do you have to review them each parcel?
6 years individually, the parcel.
Six years.
Yeah, every 6 years you got to go out.
Right. But there's nothing that
that's
like,
can't
like,
do it every year.
Right, but like, you know, the state, I think
The state will come in and tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Based on sales.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Based on sales, you're going
now
out.
Now you can go up without having to go out there. Yeah.
Do you take the last 3 years, an average of the last 3 years of things going up?
Yeah. Yeah. And it depends. If these houses are like 1970s houses need raised, then we raise the 70s and maybe not the 80s or 90s, because we may already be up to value on those.
Hmm.
119.
Protest 119. Ellinger, this is, I believe he's the deputy. Yep. Lieutenant. Oh. He answered the phone as lieutenant, actually. Yeah. Phone call. He's, yeah.
I'm not sure he let you look at his house.
He's just a near Homer. It's almost like it should be in Anchorage, but it's not. The adjacent neighbor.
Oh, it's Kurt Owens.
Cut this little piece off, and that's where his house is. It's kind of a small house. It's a small house, everything else out there is an acreage except for him, I think. He just claimed there was no changes to his house. See what I mean? There's the there it is. See how every like
it's a little
so. Somebody cut out this little piece and then gave him an easement so that he can get there.
He could get into it.
Why isn't it an acreage? What is it called then if it's not an acreage?
It's an acreage, but I mean, I don't think he has. Does he even have?
He doesn't have an acre, I guess.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But he's living on an acreage.
He's living in
the right.
He's out in the country.
He's living
in the country.
He's in the country. Yeah. He's got
Einstein's old place out there.
Doesn't have a big enough to really qualify probably for an acreage.
But if you go outside the perimeter of his actual. That he probably uses, he is naked. Whatever, doesn't matter.
Yeah. But I'm good with that. Mm-hmm. The 122.
122. Oh, yeah. he didn't give me any comparables, just it went up a lot.
Nothing was wrong.
It can be sold separately, or mm-hmm. could it? Okay, so it doesn't, yeah. it's not tied to that
yeah,
other property.
It's his own parcel.
Yeah.
It's his own parcel, and he's got an easement access, so okay. he does have access.
Okay.
No change was the recommendation.
120.
Messerschmitt.
Where's this at?
120 Q. acres, Q Avenue.
Is it Irvin?
Yeah. He did try to bribe me with some chocolates. I don't know if you guys know the guy, but he gives everybody chocolates. Yeah. Funny guy.
Very nice man.
120 acres, obviously most of it's the land. The house is in kind of rough shape, he said. The assessor was just out there last year, so we have current photos.
He did have a fire, but I'm pretty sure they remediated all the damage.
That's a 2020
that's
photograph.
A 2020.
I, you know.
2020?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he kind of collects stuff there, as you can see. But I mean, again, that none of that's real estate except for the buildings, you know.
So the fire hasn't been since the 2020?
No.
And he didn't even mention it to me. He just said it's in bad shape.
So you're in compliance with 575.
Most of it's land.
What is it?
Yeah. 437 is land.
Oh, okay.
137
yeah.
for the house.
Oh.
When you live in the house.
Yeah. He's always
a lot of cabin home.
It kind of is, yeah. It's
yeah.
a lot of cabin.
I've been in there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nice.
And it's, yeah, it's 1,500 yeah. square feet with a big garage.
Yeah.
No change is the recommendation there.
125, okay. 125, 126, 62 yeah. together for Joanne.
Joanne Weber.
And
she's a number 125. Every year we get Joanne.
I have a smile on your face.
She mailed these in, so we didn't get to see her this time.
Yeah. Dang it.
I know. Maybe next year. She just mailed it in. Claims it's bad flooring, bad siding. It is a mobile home. It's on Fifth Avenue in South Sioux.
Is it right behind her house?
Yeah, I think yeah. it's beside it.
She rents it out.
Yeah, oh
it's,
yeah.
It's rented, yeah, like most of her other properties.
It's not horrible.
Is that it?
I mean, it's
probably got a lot of square foot.
Is that it?
It's a double
yeah.
wide.
Addition on the back end?
Yeah, for 66.9, come on.
Oh, that's her house.
Exactly. That's kind of what we said. Yeah.
All right.
No change. She didn't give me anything. She just
said it's
in bad shape.
Yeah.
I don't know if she said that one.
The next one goes from 82 to 87. Another
126.
Joanne,
yes, we get two in a row.
Yeah.
Number 126. Yeah, Fifth Avenue, South Sioux again. This is another rental. It's a small house, and it's you know, it's in fair condition, but again, I felt the record was correct there. It is small and it is in fair shape, but that's kind of what the record shows.
A lot of people have had $63,000.
It has a garage underneath. That's pretty interesting.
It's like a down underneath garage.
Yeah.
Like a walkout basement with
subterranean.
A
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so 82, 87, come on.
87, yeah.
It's not worth it, that's what she said.
Yeah. It's probably rented for, $7,800.
Yeah.
No changes of recommendation.
Guideline.
132.
Okay, Garwood, this is an IOLL, that is improvements on leased land, so just the structure. So if somebody else owns this land, and just the structure of the, so we're not, no land here at all.
Okay.
It's a building. It's a big metal building.
Where's that set at?
Right across from Tyson.
Yeah.
Main farm.
Both those.
Oh, is that where you said they're fish pond?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's over in that area. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay, so I guess it didn't look familiar. So it's right beside their tomato farm.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's where they had their...
Yeah.
Yep, the buildings in the bins.
What size building is it?
What about the house?
That's a separate.
This is just the building?
Yep.
There's
two houses out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Building is, there's a 40 by 40, and then the office is 10 by 20.
Okay.
And then there's another one for 75 by 54.
And that's all part of, that's all part of the 63,000?
Yeah.
OGs, yeah, that's okay.
A deal?
So how does one ever sell a, I mean, could you ever sell a piece of property when it's on leased land?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you couldn't move it, you just
no.
would.
Yeah, you just have to give permission uh-huh. from the person to buy.
The new leasee or the lease, the yeah. land, okay.
We have a sale or two of them actually
that's
this year.
Okay.
We have, yeah.
So it isn't, doesn't inhibit your ability to transfer.
How's it going today?
It's Daryl. Our new
there. It's their old rep.
Okay.
133 then?
Okay, number 133 is Amber Munoz. This is Attica Drive. This is right in between the interchange of the interstate and highway there and the trailer court. Okay, it's a small acreage right in between those two. It just sold last year for $220,000. She had it refinanced for $240,000. Christy had $282,000 on it. So there's a lot of numbers going on with this one. So she bought it for $220,000 last year. The appraiser already thought it was worth $20,000 more, and Christy thought it was worth $60,000 more.
Is that poor George's old house?
No, it's by there though. This was Ellen or Mick Harrison's
okay.
mom and dad.
So anyways, you went on the appraisal.
So we went on
we're going on the appraisal. I don't really like the appraisal for a lot of reasons, but
it's a lot of house for $240,000.
Kind of in a weird spot though, isn't it?
Location.
Is there a lot of land there?
It looks like there's more because it's there.
The house takes up quite a bit.
And there's like horses next
that's
door.
That's
yeah.
next yeah. to it. Yeah.
So $240,000. We went with the appraisal, even though I have problems with it, but that's kind of because they didn't address the mobile homes and the
interstate
right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
134.
Yeah. Holes, mail only, unlivable. Oh, IOLL again. This is a just the mobile home, no land on this one.
Jeez.
Pretty rough inside.
That one should be condemned, probably.
Say. Yeah, I don't know what they're doing.
Well, I think it's a fixer upper.
Go try go.
So we're from 935 to 1675.
Yeah.
Okay.
Salvage value more or less.
It went up.
And if they want,
it went up.
They could just haul it off like
exactly.
They wanted.
Yep.
Exactly. Good
career. If they
could just take it away and it'd be done.
Yeah.
Okay. It'd be zero.
Yeah.
All right. So that makes sense. Okay.
On to 135.
Okay, Knox Boulevard, 1500 Knox Boulevard. This is it Winther?
Yeah, Chuck Winther.
Okay, 76 acres. Just wrote a letter. His buildings were high.
We may have had one too many buildings.
We went through the areas and we did discover there was one building on the record that was assessed twice. We removed that building and then recalculate the number. So
to come to the 322.
We had that metal building twice is what it was.
Okay. You got a nice setup out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Same owner, number 136, mail-in. Okay, this is the same.
This is his house.
The house next door.
Yeah.
3 acres and a 1,700 square foot house.
Wow.
It's a nice place.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, he has a nice setup out there.
Yeah. It's. He did not give me anything at all.
Oh wow, no. That's very pretty.
Wow.
It's a good looking place. It's 3 acres. It's. You know.
Beautiful view.
Yeah.
Where's this at?
Right by the ethanol.
Yeah, right up.
Oh,
the yep.
Okay. Now I know where you're. Yep. That's very pretty.
So, and his access to Highway 20 is really good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He actually sold him the land for the
I'm okay with that.
No okay. change. There's nothing they gave me for to lower him.
Yeah. 137.
Okay, 137 is Strong. This is K Avenue.
Yeah.
12 acres and a 1.5 story log house. You know, again, like there are no log houses. It just has log siding. But anyhow, he did come in. Large increase in his value. Again, this one was looked at last year by Christy. They added some decks and then it was reassessed. Again, 278 is, you guys should all be getting, you know, Christmas cookies and everything. Yeah, it's beautiful.
How many acres?
12.
Yeah.
Where's that at?
K
Avenue.
Let's say there's a house right beside it. Or is that just a barn? That's a garage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just stand over there. Come on.
Yeah.
It's Christmas.
Come on.
The garage looked like it needed to be stained, but other than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
144.
Rathmussen, 144. David, this was, he just mailed this one in. No improvements. He said his basement's unfinished. It's a 1,500 square foot house near Homer.
It's mom's old house.
Yeah.
One of my first, second grade, third grade.
Third grade teacher.
Oh, yeah. My hands still hurt. Really.
This is Margaret's house?
Do you want to raise it a little bit now?
She's dead. She'd be dead.
She whipped me in shape.
That's all right.
She was a sweetheart.
So this is the house that she built, the second one?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
And he has a trailer house right next.
So he did some adjustments, 189 to 228, and he went back down to 207.
That's a newer house, too.
Yeah,
it's not
it
that
is.
Old,
I'd say it's
no, it's
years.
Not old. It's just kind of...
It's kind of boxy, and we changed the quality here on this
not
one.
Many windows. Just pretty basic. It's not a bad house.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
I'm okay with it.
This one we went back and forth several times, but that's the recommendation. We agreed with Christy on that one.
Okay. 145.
Same owner, and this one is 159 acres of its farmland, but there's an old,
really, really old house.
Beat up old house, yeah.
We may have had it a little high.
The house is unlivable, but the assessed value for the house was $96,000.
Yeah, it was not even worth that.
That was Margaret's old house, right?
Oh, I think
so.
Yep.
Yeah. Basically, the house value came down to 100% depreciated, which is not valuable.
$14,000.
There's some outbuildings out there. More.
The
house is not
there. Yeah. So basically,
you could live in if you wanted to.
Good.
Took off the house. That's okay. All they changed.
Yeah.
It's $499,100.
Okay. I'm okay with that. 154.
154 is Pinkelman. This is O Avenue near Jackson. It's up near the river.
Down in the valley.
Canyon Estates.
Yep.
Coming
in from the back way, not off of Monona.
Yeah, and way up kind of in the hills there.
Yep.
So it's a log cabin house. And okay, so this one, you're going to hear later on, you'll hear another, it's not a protest, but it's the damaged property form, which is 425 for if you have damage due to storm or flood or whatever, tornado. You can apply for the 425. She has some downed trees due to the storms last year. Go ahead and see.
What's her name again?
Marion Brown.
Marion.
Yep. So her retaining wall, she has a retaining wall that runs north and south there. And then that tree came down and busted up the retaining wall. I guess the water was in the wind. You know, the plant was saturated and the tree came down. She claims she's got a $40,000 verbal estimate. She's waiting on the written one from a contractor to rebuild this retaining wall.
How many acres is it?
It's only one. This part is just one with the house.
But he has a lot of adjacent.
He has a lot of land.
Yeah.
So this is just the house and the 1 acre?
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
I don't think he'd have an issue whatsoever at 151 or where it's at.
Yeah, I mean, people die just for location.
I'm
the woods.
I mean, come on.
No change. The two things that come into play here is the land's only assessed at $11,000 anyway, so if there's damage to the land. But the trees aren't assessed, and the retaining wall is not assessed. Even if it's $4,000 to repair it, I mean, it's not going to be raised 40 grand when she,
right. she fixes it.
When she fixes it either. No change was the recommendation there.
Oh boy.
160.
Oh boy.
All right, my this is Frank's, so I'll read along. Yes, this is Nottoway.
Beautiful person.
Leo comes in every year as well. 2.3 acres on the river.
I've listened to her for years.
Karaoke or just or
both?
Okay, all right.
Both.
Let's see.
I was just in their house this spring.
What did you guys do here? What did you guys own?
That's one.
They wouldn't let us on the property.
Oh,
the Daryl guys went out and they said no.
Yeah.
He met them at the gate and said no.
It's right on the river.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right.
They're
on.
Blaming the campground, the traffic in the dust, and they're blaming it on the campground down the road. Flat tires.
Yeah,
good people, you'd never make them happy.
What about the?
Exactly.
I mean, they are. They're good people.
They just put a pool in.
Oh, they didn't say anything about that.
Yeah, they moved from Tompkins to out there.
Oh yeah, they did sell that brown house. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there's the house. They put additions on. What do they claim? They're not done still.
There's a functional depreciation.
We do have some depreciation on it as if it wasn't finished.
So it went from 236 to 243 down to 229.
We gave them a little bit of functional due to it not being finished.
So it went down, though, actually.
For the pool later then.
Oh, there's no permit for that either. So.
Okay, well,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, they should, they should be okay with that. They should be okay with that.
I'm sure we'll catch it. Mm-hmm. Is it an in-ground pool?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Are you kidding me?
Right in front of the house.
Are you serious?
In front, like on the riverside or on the...
No,
that's probably why they didn't want anybody out there.
The roadside.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see
I drive by there, going
well,
to the campground.
Well, I'm surprised they'll take it off what they're saying.
Is that a pool? Is that a...
In-ground is.
In-ground. God's name would put an in-ground pool up there.
Well, they bitch about the dust. Why would you put a pool in?
I mean, I couldn't even imagine putting a pool right where it's at.
Jill? They do make dust control.
God, but that's all they could complain about was flat tires and dust.
And almost all of them put dust control on that road right now.
I thought we did Emmett and Carroll the other day.
Albany.
That's a different one.
164.
This is a different house. This is his actual house.
Oh, this is the house?
This is his house.
We did the house.
Did we?
Yeah.
93 acres?
This wasn't it, because the one we did on him the other day was like from 130 to 250.
So it was 4 acres.
It was like three something.
Or three. Oh, this is a rental.
Yeah,
this is one of his rentals.
Okay.
He has destroyed, This is a rental.
Wow.
Sorry, I thought it was his house. It's a rental.
She's a waste.
But 400,000 in land?
In land.
Holy cow. Yeah,
that must be the evil place.
It's 100. It's 93 acres.
93 acres. Yeah, that house. I
don't
know. I
think he
rents
it.
The house
is only
45. Tries to.
Tries to.
Let me see a better picture. Let's see it from a distance.
We have one on here, Larry.
Yeah, that's the old home place, right. I think.
Is that at the bottom?
Anyway, your picture.
This one, Larry.
Load it up.
Larry.
Down there.
Yeah, that's your old home place.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the reduction.
There you go. There's a good picture of it.
Yeah, that's your.
There's lights on. I mean, I'm sure somebody's in there.
So it's only less than 50,000.
We have 44 on the house. We did give him. He does have some pictures of damage in the basement.
Okay. She gives adjustments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Got a good deal there. Yep.
168.
Okay, Frank again here. This is.
Oh, Gary Kent.
Gary Kent.
In Hubbard. He bought a mobile home and he's been fixing it.
He's not
a big client.
Did bring in photos.
You were in that one at one time, weren't you?
Is this the one where the toilet
was
in the floor?
You couldn't go into one room because of the floor.
Yeah.
But somebody's living there. There's cards in the pictures in front of it. So they have fixed it so people can live there.
He bought it like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I remember.
That's next to Trudy Jackson.
It's,
I mean, somebody's living there. I'm sure it's a kid.
And Hubbard, okay.
Okay, 17 to 25. Let's go.
Yep.
And he's done his work.
No change.
Okay,
here we go.
Here we go.
177. This is Liberty Place.
Oh, boy.
So this is all of those houses and... this is the low-income housing in South Sioux City behind the police station.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is more, statutory issue than it is a value issue, okay?
Who went over this years and years and years ago?
Well,
we give them, they turn their stuff in for those condos and duplexes and triplexes to the state. Okay. We put the information in. These houses, they don't, but they think we should value them as low income. They don't turn their stuff into the state. They know how to do it.
Who's they? Who's they?
Their owners.
Liberty Place.
Corporation?
Okay. Yes, they choose not to.
So I think there's too many cooks in the kitchen in this for them. They either don't realize or don't understand how it's divided. So the duplexes and triplexes are all on one parcel. It's like one big parcel, and it's 35 units there, okay? So that cul-de-sac and those two other, those are triplexes and a clubhouse, basically.
And that's this protest.
That's a good one.
The 177 is actually the triplexes and the duplexes and a clubhouse. And we are giving them the low income that they turn into the state.
Okay. There's special rules for low income section 42 housing. We take their actual rents versus their actual expenses and then run the state approved cap number to get the value. So
it's basically off of income.
It's based off of the low income, yes. Yeah, it's the real low income. So they gave us the rent roll of you have to be at low a certain income level to even live there. So last year there was all of the improvements on the whole complex was the $4 million number that you're seeing there. Okay, so now this year
it's just the triplexes and the duplexes and the clubhouse that they turn in to the state for the $1.8 million. Not the houses. The houses are separate.
Yeah.
So that's what the next one's coming down.
So yeah, $1.8 million is the number for, that's the legitimate number for those 35 units.
Okay.
35 units. There's
35
triplexes and duplexes.
Yeah. Because they get a special reduction because they're low income.
They have something to do with Heartland Counseling, like addiction, mental health patients. They go and stay there. They can't own these, but they can go and stay there at a discount.
But yeah, they have to meet qualifications to even live there. But and it's all legitimate. Yeah, it's all legitimate. It's all through the state, and it's all. I don't know why.
I don't know why they think they should.
At one time, they were protesting on value, but I think when they originally set that up, that they had to, they would end up at a certain value. Is that all settled? All that dust is settled? Because I know they're a big. That's the way they are.
They're going to turf. For sure, but okay, so I did speak to the lawyer. She actually came in and met with me, but so what's going on here is that if the agreement with the city, they brought in all that dirt and did a whole bunch of infrastructure, the city will get, if they're not assessed at a certain number, the city will assess them up to a certain value, and then they have to pay that.
The difference.
Yeah, which Lord only knows where that money's going.
How old are these now?
They're 9 years old. It was built in 2012, yeah.
What is the city assessing anything?
They wanted to make sure that they were gonna get their amount,
their money to pay
back.
Off their TIF, to pay off their,
right.
Their
yeah,
streets and yeah.
And the city is the second and third lien holder on
the value to stay up.
The city,
so they get
value.
They were fighting the value though, because that was in the original agreement. Was they had to, ultimately be at a certain level or. It was,
but
Trump,
to pay
right.
For the
but a city agreement can't countermand a state statute.
Yeah, they should say whatever they want.
Well, I'm okay with that.
This is all calculated according to statute.
178.
Okay, now this is where the rub is right here.
This removed all these up.
Yeah.
So now these are individual houses right next to it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're single family homes. They're about 1,000 square feet. They were built in 2012. They all have a finished, partly finished basement, and they all have a two-car garage.
Mm-hmm.
They're nice.
Mm-hmm. Way undervalued.
Yeah.
Way undervalued.
Right.
Nice looking little houses.
The issue here is that they did not submit the paperwork, and the state calls it in a timely manner. We did submit the...
Nice neighborhood.
Yeah.
All they have to do, literally to get to Section 42, value, which is their income and their expenses, is submit the paperwork on time. It has not been submitted the last 2 years, and it wasn't submitted this year. It was due what?
July 20th or something. 20th.
It wasn't submitted for next year either.
Nope.
I don't know what to tell them if they don't submit the paperwork, because it has to go to a state committee. All Section 42s go to a state committee. They're approved, and then it comes to the county.
Yeah, we get it through the state. It's nothing they even send us. We get it from the state.
So these are going to go to Turk. Plus, their expenses are out of this world. I mean, I mean, they've got. I mean, they're only 9-year-old buildings, and they've got. Their expenses are like 70%. It's insane.
What do you mean expenses?
Their expense ratio. So they're. I mean, it is high because their rents are low. But let's say they're making, you know, $1,000 on one of these units, which. Not too many of them are that high, but just for an example. But then they're claiming that, you know, they have $700 of expenses.
Oh. So their rent
is offset of what they're claiming for
money. And then we can only assess that $300 of income per month. So then the value is like, they want it to be like $18,000.
And that's the law per state statute.
We would fight their expenses.
Oh.
I mean, they legitimately can put them, but they're inflated substantially.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's part of the game.
But the big issue here is that they don't even qualify because they didn't submit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So go by the house value.
And say you didn't, or you guys tell them you didn't do it on time.
Hey, so this is going to be a Turk deal anyway.
Yeah.
So all these look fair.
All the way to 190?
178 through 190.
And they're all exactly the same. Yeah.
And that's still a low valuation for a nice little house.
Let's flip and turn the burn, Sam.
All right, where are we?
191
Goddard.
Wally.
Frank did this one, 7.5 acres, Elgin Avenue. 110-year-old house, unfinished basement. Owner provided one page of an appraisal in this case. One page.
How much land does he have there?
7.5 acres. It's a 2019 appraisal as well. I'm not sure what the change was here. There's a minor change of something to equalize it.
Yeah, so 218 to 270 down to 269.
We changed his quality down to a 20. Quality or condition, I can't remember.
So it's down like porch or something. Like $975.
Oh, it's got a shed too? Oh,
shed.
Is that the sheds? Wow.
Two sheds.
It's a nice setup in Miller. A nice home, nice area.
He tries.
Yeah, he does. He's been fixing it up for years.
Yeah. Windows, siding, porch.
Okay.
192.
Mm-hmm. Oh. 191. Are we on 192? Oh, 192. No. You're right.
Okay.
Oh, Harvey and Judith Bates. I think Harvey's dead.
Okay, so you made an adjustment, 37.7 to 47.2 down to 44, so you're talking seven.
It's a mobile home.
$7,000.
I think we took a fireplace off, increased the depreciation. It is, I mean, she did provide pictures. It's pretty tough.
So it was more of a...
Condition.
Okay.
Yeah, we took a fireplace off. How they figured it had a fireplace on it.
You know, as I see these pictures, don't get me wrong, I like my house, but... You look at some of these houses, and it's like a simple life. You know, you don't have to do a whole lot. You don't have to mow it on the weed whack. Just go out there and live. Huh?
Where's this at? Dev's
behind Walmart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've met a few people hunting off the grid, and they're interesting to listen to. Yeah.
They're happy.
Mm-hmm. You should talk to Howard Reed.
I don't know who's this.
All right.
196.
Pending Turk case. This is the tennis court.
The tennis court.
The
building
down there along the river.
Oh, yeah.
The Life Serve or whatever it is.
If they're charitable.
Yeah, they're charitable. Mm-hmm.
They're charitable.
In Little
Rock?
Nope. No, they're charitable.
City's on this one.
This is city?
This is a city property. And they have a lease to the city, to these people for a buck. Fine. They charge admission. They charge
Their charitable application was denied by the assessor's office this year. I have no idea how they're going to prove that they're charitable.
And we're not even charging them for the land. We are only charging them for the building.
It's a big building.
It is a big building. And they want to put an addition on.
I just think if you have memberships and you have I mean, you're making money. It's accessible. I don't know how they're going to prove they're charitable.
To be honest with you. And that's the only problem with the
only
whole thing.
Yep. They want to be charitable.
They think they're charitable. Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, really.
They think it's exempt.
Yep.
Should be exempt. Yeah, that's their contention. And Lance is, you know, leading the charge there.
Dennis Walsh.
I don't know how it can be. They're charging.
I guess somebody sort that out.
Oh, Dennis.
Okay, 1.2 acres. This is near Hubbard, 197th Street. Storm damage was the issue. Heavy rain and flooding. I'm not sure what year he's talking about, but this was Frank was working on this one. Basically, there was a change in
we changed the condition. He did have pictures. He did have leaking.
Yeah. It's average condition. On the outside, it kind of looks good.
Is it a mobile home or is it a regular house?
But he did have pictures of leaking. Basement leaks. Yeah, I know. The roof is bad. Drywall. Leaking skylight. I know. So we changed his condition down to from a 40 to a 30.
Yep.
Which is just average.
So it goes from 233. He went from 195 to 233 to 219.
219. Yep. That's the recommendation.
Okay. 214.
Mr. Googles, M Avenue. Again, large increases is complaint. 4.5 miles from the hard surface road. Gave comparables, which are roughly half the size of his house. This is another one where it's kind of a big house. It's 2,200 square feet, and it's upstairs at 23.
What's the big drive?
Somebody farms it.
Yep.
Pays it.
All that.
Yep. He's got 13 acres. Yeah, and it's part of his farm there.
Tascabella's old house.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Tascabella's
very nice house. House.
I mean, look at the dollar amount.
Yeah.
Isn't it all brick?
Yeah.
No, it's not all brick.
We
sold for more than that last time.
Probably. It sold for very nice. That's his biggest contention. Is it sold for like 310? 4 years ago, and it's like,
welcome to the 21st century.
Yeah, that's a really nice house.
Mm-hmm. It is really nice.
Yeah.
Relocation.
Todd Cavill. I think he built it.
It's all concrete house. I mean, it's like a storm shelter house. A tornado wouldn't take that out of the roof.
We just changed the quality. From
It's kind of weird on the back side. It's kind of missing some windows. It's a nice house.
What are we talking about?
Quality.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should be a little fancier to be up at the level that was
a 40. Yeah.
We called it 366, 470.
Mm-hmm. That's a fair enough. That's a good piece of property.
It is.
Yeah. It is. Nice location. Very pretty.
Oh, wow. Okay. The next is Ricky and Terry Harris in Homer. Okay. They're right on the edge where they've got some of the tree land and everything. Very upset every year, but anyhow, this one is just a vacant piece of land.
It's just some trees,
So it's just
behind their house.
It's at the top of the
It's behind that house.
Okay.
So it's that treed area, and is it an acre?
I don't even know how many. It should say.
So it's like a lot then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Somebody would buy that.
Yeah,
that's
like beautiful up there.
Not according to them.
Probably because they won't sell it.
They won't sell it.
it's on, how did she put it? Unbuildable, doesn't have
No services.
Yeah.
That was her thing.
So you have it valued for $20,800.
Yeah. That's
the land in Homer is equalized.
Yeah.
She actually is going to apply for a building permit, actually.
She told us that.
So, I mean, if it's...
But if it's unbuildable, are you wanting us to combine it to build a building?
No change.
That's a good place for a lot, wooded lot like that.
It is. 216.
216 is, this is her house next door.
Oh, is it?
Did they buy Rick's old house? No, they didn't. This one, or his dad's old house.
Oh.
Okay, so, this is the house. It's just, it's adjacent to that piece of land we just looked at. It's actually in Homer.
We don't have a picture?
Oh, we have some.
Yeah, we should. It's a, like, it's a ranch, it's a...
By, kind of a split.
It sits up on that hill there. It's, we got the little one from the website. I think it sits like sideways a little bit on the,
yeah,
on the lot.
Yeah, you kind of drive in underneath of it.
Yeah.
I think, if I remember right.
22000 7209
They own all those pieces up there.
You can go to, yeah, and say, you can go to photo one.
How much do you have? 169?
Yeah, that's a...
So we did lower it a little bit. I think we might have had the style wrong. We made a style change, and I did lower it a little bit.
Yeah, 169.
And they've improved it. They've got a deck, sided windows.
This next one's going to be a little house that his folks live in next door.
Yeah, this is their rental.
I think their mother-in-law lives there, her mother-in-law, so I think it's...
His mother.
His mom.
Yeah. His mom, right?
Yeah, her mother-in-law, you're right, yeah.
Betty
and Danny.
It's a tiny little house, it's cute.
Yeah, I, again...
44,000?
44,000 for a house that's rented.
It's okay.
No change.
218, right?
Oh, that's a house? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep, that's a little house.
I tucked back in there. Yep, I remember that.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's small, but it, yeah. I mean, again, that sells to an investor in 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's a cute little house. Yeah.
850
Yeah, this is more bare ground of theirs, the next one.
Well, look, the roof looks terrible.
That's an old picture. They didn't get a new picture.
That's just the trees. That's the shadow of the trees.
Shade. That nice shade tree.
Okay, number 218 is, again, Harris, same owners. This is the raw timber land again. This is the other, they have two adjacent to each other of the timber. Same issue, same conclusion. They're going to get, again, they're applying for a building permit as we speak. I don't know, with the straight face, how you protest and then, you know, say it's worth it.
They're going to get your house up there.
They said it was a building.
But is this one bigger? Because it's 24.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a bigger piece.
Okay. And that's the only difference would be its price per square foot.
Okay. Yeah. I'm okay with that price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the land is equal at Homer.
Mm-hmm. We did Homer last year. Remember, everybody?
Yeah.
Those lots went up.
Oh, yeah.
Last one for Rez is 219.
Nancy Kirkholm's son.
1.14 acres. It is, there's a house.
The little brick house, isn't it?
No.
Clay Boulevard.
It's way out in the sticks. I will give him that. It's the one Tyler lives in.
Yeah.
Just down past Dave Jenkins, isn't it? Just down past Dave Jenkins.
Well, that's pretty nice.
Tyler lives there? Or?
Well, okay. Not according to her.
Well, it's the one I'm thinking of, the home place down there?
Yeah.
With all the bins and stuff?
Lynn Evers did some work on it. We'll just put it that way.
Well...
It's on the home place, but it's the only house that's out there that... Craig redid.
Yeah.
That's a nice little house.
Well, I thought it was a brand new house.
Well, it might be. Well, he remodeled it. I mean, Craig did.
The mom built the new house.
She did.
Yeah. But there's an area.
Craig remodeled this one a while ago.
Oh, that was an old house?
Yeah.
Oh, I just wore it.
That's for Craig and Sheila.
It's like 9 years old. Yeah.
I think the last year the argument was something about that nobody, they couldn't sell it to anybody or something because it's kind of in amongst their...
No, but it's so handy for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they can take parcel that off, though. Mm-hmm. Take 2 acres and put it with the house.
I think it's fair.
Yeah, no changes to the recommendation.
Okay. I'm good with that.
I got to go get the paperwork.
Okay. So
we can take a break.
Let
zero.
No. Yeah.
Gosh,
we did good.
Let's just keep going.
1 hour. A piece of paper.
We're rolling.
You're getting good at this, man.
Are you getting close to getting the one done?
Well, yeah. I mean, we could be done Wednesday. It better be done pretty much, but they got to get in there clean on Tuesday.
Oh, so it is close.
Yeah. Todd was supposed to go down yesterday, but the painter was in the way.
I'm just going to go for a walk. Just about 2 minutes? Is that all we need?
I wouldn't care if they...
I don't know where Daryl's at.
Oh, we know where he's at. Okay, I'm just going to...
I wouldn't care if they didn't put the sign down until the guy moved in.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to, and the water bill is going to be ready.
Janet, since we're not.
I remember Daryl Salisbury said that. Put sign down when he built that one up there. He put sign, he put it in there in July. And I can't remember. I think he said it was $1,000.
Thank you.
Do you have a sprinkler system? What's causing you?
Well, when I put my sod in, just where.
No, now I grant it.
Now?
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't run it by.
Okay, yeah, a lot of people up there, they got the greenest yard on earth.
I'm not fighting the.
Yeah?
And I don't water it enough, but, you know, how much is enough to have green grass?
Yeah.
In this type of weather.
Yeah, the one young fellow up the way, I don't think he's ever turned his on.
No.
And I think he's got the crabgrass is about to really show up.
Oh, yeah. No, it's, matter of fact, my wife and I had that discussion yesterday. I think I gotta, if I'm gonna, so either water it nonstop, which really don't make a. Fair enough.
Where's she at?
Where's she at? Which one is she?
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, she's at 143.
You're going to rest for dinner.
Hey.
Number one.
Okay, so we got tortoise sale here, Tim.
The double white you went out on, tortoise.
So he's at 155, went to 214, and now. And it went up to 231.
Yeah.
Okay.
Daryl and Josh actually went out there.
Right. We found a double wide full basement. I'm just reading through here in long days.
I don't think I've ever seen where what they previous were, they went up. And then they either stayed the same or they went down. I've never seen them go up.
Yeah, it was not measured right, so we remeasured it.
But as
that's the house.
That's Harris's.
That's the one we just looked at. Yeah.
We remeasured the property. We found that the square footage was greater
220.
Than the owner thought, so we had to increase the square footage of the property.
Okay. 220.
And therefore, that did increase the value.
149.
So.
Okay. 038.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That it?
Is that the place there, Daryl?
Yep.
Yep.
231. And how much land?
A bunch.
They do have farm ground.
120 in the land value.
Oh, let's see. They have.
I'm okay with that one. Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Golf rug. Okay.
28 acres.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's fine.
Number four.
Yeah.
Daryl, we're going to rip through these, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
No, you go
number
ahead.
Number four, you go ahead. You go ahead. You, baby.
Okay. This is the Ron Mesher Schmidt, and he came in. His protest was the buildings are old, outdated. No one wants to buy a hog building's house devalued because of hog smell and located in the county.
Where's this at?
In
S Avenue. Waterbury.
Okay. Yeah, it's out. Yeah, it's the new. I shouldn't say new. It's the confinement out there.
Yeah, I think him and his dad both have hog confinements.
We, as far as the smell, for adjustments for hogs, we put no change.
Okay.
We've had that situation before where people wanted to. A mile away, and then they wanted 5 mile radius, and then 10, and then it never stopped. And so people build $300,000 homes with their hog confinements, and then they want them to be depreciated down. We did see some damages and deterioration, so we did recommend a decrease of valuation to $191,850 based on the condition of the buildings and the review.
Okay.
Move on to five.
Is this another one?
Yep.
This must be their land and their building.
Okay, this is the, okay. Yeah, this is the buildings are old and outdated. No one wants to buy old and out building hog houses because of smell. Owner occupied. Vinyl siding did have holes in it. Owner was protesting smell from hog confinements. No change.
This is the same property?
This is his dad.
Adjusted depreciation for damage to the siding from the photos, and we brought it down to
2626. I'm dyslexic. 626.
I am too. Yeah, right.
Sometimes.
And the land is 400 and some of that.
Okay. 22.
Big first.
Oh, you got that down.
Is that the building up on 21st Dakota?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, the property sold for $1 million, converted into office space, maybe.
What do you mean, maybe? Has anybody bought it yet?
Yeah, Keel, yeah. Pat Keel. Isn't that who it is?
Yeah. Patrick Keel.
And a Nelson.
Yeah, they their protest is that they wanted it down to $1 million. Property listed on market and ultimately sold for $1 million. See attached purchase agreement.
We don't have the sale yet, but they have the agreement.
Yeah, they had the agreement. And improvements with the bank now has changed the use for office and warehouse. I want to pick this up. I want to review the property in next year. Mm-hmm. And I did go with the change to the $1,056,760 with the understanding he had a small part in there that had some rent, and so I picked
from Northeast.
Yeah, the insurance.
Yeah, the 2,000 square feet for rent. I got that at $1,700 a month, and so I plugged that into the value that was over $1 million. And I think it has to be looked at for changes for next year.
Mm-hmm.
And she's agreed to put it on.
Yeah, we got it on the flag, Chris.
Okay. So basically, this is the price they paid for it. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So hang on, Pat and who else bought it?
One of the Nelsons, not Danny. I think it was Danny's kid.
Okay.
They saying what they're doing with it?
Yeah, they're going to be doing making cool. some office spaces office. Out of it and work it over.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But no change in the land value. We want that left alone. It's my recommendation. So.
Okay. 23.
Is this their new property up on the corner that will be assessed next year?
Yes.
Well, this was the parking.
Oh, the parking lot?
No, this is the parking lot.
Yep.
I put no change. It's $15,680 and it's going to be reviewed also.
Okay.
Next year. Oh, it's right up there.
Hey, you can read that.
You're so. Jeez.
Just
high tech. He's like, okay, there's
25.
Taylor Nelson, single, 600 per month, all utilities, block, no basement, slab, rent.
This was the Virginia Peterson place.
Based on the rent, it will lower the value. I did lower it down to $96,390 based on her rental income. And we used a gross rent multiplier, which we typically do with single families or duplexes.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Is there a photo of that one?
Oh. It's a block house. Yep.
Where's that at?
Is it on the ocean?
Yep.
So that's just the
137.
Yeah. He was asking $65,000. Could you go back to that?
So the house is like, is that the house or is it 96,000?
Yeah, he wanted 65.
But he wanted the land changed to 10, and I said no change on the land.
So we don't have nothing on land on our piece of paper. But
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Land should be 23,500.
Okay.
So what's the current 23,500?
He's at 120 right now.
And it's going down to 96, and the land is 23,500. Okay.
26?
Oh, this is the farm site with a house that Taylor lives in.
This is the house next to it.
Oh, okay, review the outbuildings with the owner, split off the house, revalue outbuildings, made corrections to legs and bins in the outbuildings out there. There had some changes to them. We recommended for the house and the outbuildings and land, $578,515. He was requesting $511,000.
Is this right, the current total of 1.5?
Yeah,
okay.
Why was there such a reduction?
Because going through it, we had some problems with the use of the bins, holes in the roof of some buildings.
Temperatures of the buildings.
Some grain bins that we had at like 27,000. They're not even being able to be used. They're not even functional. So we did take them down for that reason.
They did have a building we had to take completely off that we didn't know they had tore down.
Yeah.
So we got rid of that.
And we had value on that.
What'd you think the house was worth? That was quite a beautiful home at one time.
I think we kept.
There was a house in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the house is there.
So it was an old farmstead, and they took down all the old buildings and just built their house?
Yeah, Lee George built it years ago.
Nancy Kirkholm's old place.
Oh, is that who it is? That's Nancy Kirkholm's old place? Oh.
She lived out in the north.
The house was...
Tom's house, right?
Okay.
$210,200 on the house.
How many square foot is it?
It's a big house. I bet in Nancy's when it was.
Beautiful home inside. God, that was 50 years ago, though.
And they really
2,800 square feet.
How many?
28.
That's a huge house.
Does it have a basement?
Mm-hmm.
It does, okay.
Yeah, it had a basement.
Well, I don't know, boy. I tell you what, that looks, 578 looks like it's, to me, reasonable.
Probably even a bargain. Yeah.
With
those buildings, because there was a big quantity.
And they've been remodeling the house, too, so we'll probably fly again.
I didn't realize Nancy moved out of there.
Oh, yeah. She built
a nice house in Homer.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Okay.
30?
Oops.
Tantera, mobile home court. I know changes. He had brought in comparables and brought in his income, which we did use the income, and we verified the accuracy of it. Owner and market sales support his valuation. We recommended no change. I do recommend to Christy and her staff that we review all the trailer parks. There's some inconsistencies that we need to work with. And I did get some income from all of them. So, but I would like to be able to, or whoever county board wants to do it, but I think it needs to be reviewed.
So what made the value jump that much?
Sales.
Just sales.
Tons of sales on mobile home courts.
Yeah, okay. We got a lot.
Okay. Just iron.
So it went from 570 to a million one.
All right.
And we're good through 34?
31, I'm looking.
Oh.
31?
That
or 30?
Was 30.
30.
That was
30.
Now we're
at
31.
Okay, this was another part of this is Park View.
Yes. Yeah.
Had 11 pads, and we did decrease this down based on the information that he had two houses. The income supported recommending or decreasing it down to 349,605. Excuse me, it was at 392,500. He requested 267,375. That did not support. Excuse me. I just checked to see if they had a coffee pot over there.
I said, do we need some...
Do you want some coffee, Daryl?
Yeah, or some water or something?
Oh, yeah, I'd love some. I can get it, though.
Do you want coffee?
Yeah, if you... Oh, bless your heart. But we recommended... E1 to 267, we recommended 349-605. Yes.
No? Okay.
Is that okay?
Yep.
Yep.
13.
Okay.
Went from 137 to 328 and stayed at 328.
Yeah, that's another part of the court.
Yep. Oh, yeah, another part.
Another part of the
court. You're ahead of me, Scott. Okay.
That's again, I'm sorry.
That's true. Let's see. Now, wait a minute. I know changed it. It stayed at 328-260.
Oh, good.
Perfect. Yeah, there's a lot of money in trailer parts.
I can't believe the rest they're getting on these.
That's stupid.
Right?
It's stupid.
I mean, I'm seeing $400 and $600 a month.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Lot rent.
There's lot rent.
Yeah. Just a lot rent.
Yeah, that's not even your utility.
No, I know it. That's crazy.
And one of the big questions I like to talk about the mobile home court are, how many of the trailers do you own?
Very few.
They own maybe one.
Yes.
That's
right.
Because they walked off and it cost them more to have it
taken out.
They just stop and think how many trailers you can pack in on how many acres.
Yep.
And how many $600 or $500 a month. I mean, it's a killing.
It is.
33, John.
I should have got in the business. Yeah. Or mini storages.
They agree.
Right,
mini
storages.
Yeah. We never changed them.
Okay, this one is, I apologize, 33. Larry, is that where you are, too?
I'm about four more down.
Okay, this one I recommended, no change, $220,435. Income supplied what the owner supplied us with, so we no change it.
Okay.
Looks
like 34. Was 198, went to 216, and you kept it at 216. Same industry.
Yeah. No change.
No change. Okay.
Keep it up, Scott.
36.
Right on, brother.
Okay.
I mean, if they stick out, and if, I mean, we hire you guys for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys know the business.
Okay. What did I do?
Bradley Johnson, 36, 179, went to 230. And you made adjustment to 224.
630, that's correct.
Okay.
And that we had all, we gathered all of his.
What street? We redrew the house and there were some errors.
Was there, what street's this on?
What are we on? He's rural. Bennett.
He brought in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It's that brick house on Bennett.
Bradley? Six comps?
Six comps.
I think he's in Miller's original house.
Yeah. I thought that was Gary's house, but it must be in his kid's
name.
For equalization.
He told us he was tearing it down.
Yeah.
The house?
That's what he told us.
You know, the house that he went through, and obviously it's right beside Connor's house.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
And he has the barn in the back.
Oh, it's nice.
Beautiful place.
Look at that. Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah,
he keeps... Yeah, it's a house.
They've done a ton of work to it.
Yeah. I think you'll see that price go up.
Brick house, too.
It's a nice little brick house.
Two-story house. Yeah.
We did find a lot of
these must be comparable
buildings.
Yeah.
Properties out there doing the reval of that rural area that was not picked up for.
Yeah, 224. Yeah, that's a no-brainer. I think anybody in the right mind would write a check for that today.
Yes, sir. Right.
Okay.
41.
Gentry.
Okay, this was a change in man capacity, added depreciation to other buildings, and removed buildings that were no longer present. Made corrections to the home.
So 491 to 594, and he brought her back down to 529.
Correct, and he was asking for 491, and we no.
Okay. Sure, no. Okay. Doug Vitato, 238, 233 to 308, down to 245. I'm sorry.
41. We're supposed to look at him up here.
I'll shut up.
Doug Vitato's the berm home. We go to Turk about every year.
Oh, this young man.
If they stick out, let's think about this a little bit, right?
We go to Turk with him every year.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's out there on.
Yep. And I had Frank look at it because I figured he's a fresh pair of eyes. Daryl looked at it.
That's the blue house right along the highway.
That's not blue, is it?
Or white or whatever it is. It's right along the highway.
You see the back side of it. Yeah. It's built into the shed, the side of the road. Across from Phil's crampers.
I will say this. The bankers have a hard time financing these things.
Yeah, and any type of earth homes.
Yeah.
And as appraisers, we hate them from the standpoint of trying to find comparables.
Comps, yeah. Is that the front?
That's the front.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's,
yeah.
Back and side, Joe.
Oh, that's right up along 20.
Yeah. Oakdale Road, yeah.
Oakdale Road right there.
Yeah. Part of the wall that's, you know. Okay.
That house in the living
room.
Yep. Yeah, he built it, didn't he?
Yep.
Yep.
And if he wants to go to Turk.
But they're hard to get financing for?
Yeah, even Frank and Sam said that too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it, 233 to 308 to 245, so there's adjustment. He's, I would think he'd be happy with that.
Hopefully.
Well, I don't know if he'll be happy.
He's never happy.
Hello, how are you today?
But 308 to 245, I mean, that's...
Yeah, I mean,
right.
We gave him an adjustment.
Let's jump, right?
Yeah, we're going to 143.
We're going to do you real quick here.
143.
So you can get on your way. And
appreciate it. Thank you for doing that.
But don't thank us yet.
Okay.
Is this Mrs.
Well, I appreciate
Beerman?
The
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
No,
yes.
I get it. Thank you for coming down.
She was before us. Go ahead, Mrs. Beerman.
So I submitted my protest as I'm kind of just... because our value went up over $45,000 in a year, and we haven't made any changes in the last year that would reflect that. The land itself went up 58.4%, and I found that all the acreages that I pulled to compare that are like ours, the land went up exactly $7,500, whether it was 3 acres or 13 acres. So in my mind, that's not proportionate. When you look at those parcels, and I don't know if you have my, I don't know if you guys have access to the forms I put together, the spreadsheets with the yellow.
I'm sure Joan has. Because you was at 183, your land is 20,340. So they
it jumped exactly.
That's Josh. Yeah. That's Josh. He did a comparison.
Correct. And if you take a look at that, I think she needs to.
But Tanya, you did a different sheet, Tanya.
What?
You she did. Needs to finish her testimony.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Sure.
She did a different sheet for Tanya.
So I guess my main points, like I said, that triggered is that no change to the property. Our addition, we talked a little bit about that yesterday, that was put on in 2014. That's already been accounted for in the past in terms of grazing. And when I looked at land comparisons, I did not see a reason why our land would jump by 58%, and then was curious to find how all of these other acreages had jumped in the examples of exactly 7,500. When you look at a 13-acre parcel versus a 5 versus a 3, when we look at the law or what the state intends for being proportionate and equally valued, I was a little bit taken aback, I guess, to see how those parcels were treated. So I don't feel like we were equitable. We actually, of that list, had the highest increase per acre of $2,286 per acre, when another comparable went up $568 per acre. So I just thought that's worth having a conversation about, to take a look and see why that would be, and is that really considered in line with what the intent of the law is for valuation. So that was my piece on the land. On the property, I have a chart below that to look at. Our house was built in 1982, so it's 39 years old. I did pull some sales. We have a neighbor that's been trying to sell for over $200,000. I'm not exactly sure what they have theirs listed at, but it's been taken off the market and did not sell. We're just far enough according, and I did bring my appraisal from 2014, which comes in at $180,000. They told me at that point in time when we tried to get funded for our addition, that we're just far enough out of town that people are not as willing to buy.
That was in 2014?
2014, yeah.
And you know it's changed.
I understand it does change.
Yep, and it has. Acreages so are a hot item.
Yeah, and it did go up. So since 2014 and since the addition, the buildings, I believe, went up over 115,000. So we have weathered increases over time. And last year we had an increase, but we did not bother with the protest on that. If you look at what I asked for on the protest sheet, I'm not saying we should stay the same. I'm a rational person. I understand that the county needs money and people have to pay taxes, and that yes, the demand is going up, the real estate market is what it is. But I don't believe that it's rational to say the land should go up 58%. $500 just slapped on each property. And then how does the home go up 24% when there's been no improvements? As a matter of fact, since 2014, the paint is now peeling off, and the finish on the deck and the pillars is peeling off. So we've got some decisions to make in terms of, do we repaint again? Where we sit, it's really hot and sunny, so the paint just doesn't seem to last. Or do we put new siding on?
What, I don't mean to interrupt you, what is your address?
2208 Odell Avenue, Hubbard.
Do you know where the Bear McKinney and Lynette live?
Yep.
And to go
up around
the river. It's at the bottom of Watkins
Hill.
Okay.
How many acres is that, Tanya?
It's interesting because when I pulled the appraisal that in 2014, it said 3 acres now. Now our document with the county says 3.28. So I was like, how does that change? I was curious about that, but not as important today. Maybe there's new, more accurate software or something like that. But I just thought, when we look at this yellow sheet that I put together, I tried to be as concise as possible to show my comparables that I pulled, how the change just does not seem to be equitable or proportionate across the board. And I spent a whole weekend pulling similar properties in Dakota County, that to be fair, to say, okay, how are they close in age? Are they close in square footage? And I feel like this jump was a little bit excessive. So I was like, maybe they would, So on that sheet, I actually pointed out yesterday, I had put the second page that just has one column that says assessed valuations, corresponding requested valuation of a total of $190,377. I actually changed that on my form and I forgot to change it on here. I bumped it up to like $194,000. I'm like, okay, we're going to be rational about this. But I'm not sure what you would be looking for, what to provide. So that's why I thought it would be good to come in. Like that home, the basement is not finished. There's a bathroom that needs to be renovated that we really haven't used since we bought it. It's just the upper floor, we have, you know, focused on that. And when we put the addition on, that's all it is a family room. And there was a question about the fireplace. It's not, there's no chimney or anything like that. It's a propane stick in the wall fireplace, you know, it's nothing fancy.
What are you asking for? Then 194?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm curious about the $7,500 per acreage.
So when you got this, what's that?
Go ahead.
I'm just curious. When you got this, was you like, the first thing came to your mind, was you like, oh, I'd sell this to the county. If they want to write me a check for $228,000, I'd sell it.
Was that my first response?
Yes. I'm just curious because a lot of people, you always hear people on the street saying that, you know?
No.
Or then the question is,
I guess we aren't looking to sell anytime soon or anything
right.
like that. I think we would have a challenge trying to get $228,000 right now to sell it if you took a walking tour through it and around it. Like I said, it's either going to need to be sided, repainted. The yard's in tough shape right now. It's 39 years old. We added a family room onto it, so everybody that drives by is like, oh, that's really great. But you know, there's still a lot of work to be done on that house. So no, I guess I didn't approach it from that.
Okay, I was just curious because I just hear a lot of things on the streets
yeah.
and people say that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's all I have to say.
So 3.28 acres at $7,000 was.
That
eight.
Was the
yeah. The first acre's a certain price, the second acre's a certain
oh, is that
price,
how it goes?
And after a certain percentage, it goes to a different price. I don't know what the seven is.
So I attached examples of comparables that went up exactly $7,500. I just find that very unlikely to be a coincidence.
Terry, you want to add anything to this?
Yeah,
as far as the land, I think Chrissy's going to have to go through the gymnastics of it, is how they set up their land value. But with the structure itself, what were the comps that you supplied? Was it on North Luff Road?
I had several.
Yeah, you did.
I put the number and the address. I can look at them. So 2155 Highway 35, which would be right down the road from us. So I tried to stick close to the area. There is one on the Bluff Road. Also, when you turn past Lux's shed, I guess.
Were your comps all equal square foot?
They were
housing?
Very close. That spreadsheet is right there with square footage. As close as I could get.
We
know I'm not
going to
get something exact, but where is... I had a column for square foot and age on one of my sheets.
It's, I think it's, if you
down
scroll
below,
down yeah,
below.
Scroll down, it's right there.
I tried to summarize as much as possible, but you've got anywhere from 14... to where we're at, 14, 16, 15, I mean, as close as I could get to something like ours, and in the age range. And there's one that actually went down as in the percent of valuation that increased, or even the amount of valuation went down by, I think, $13,000, so. Yes, it went down 13,780, and if the market for acreages is
but then they have taken something off too, like a building,
basement square foot, something has changed for value to go down.
What I told was it would show what they had last year, what they have this year, and the sheet off of the website, I guess,
they have
spread
to be down.
Which would show building permits or that type.
They don't always turn in building permits.
I think.
I'm not an expert. I just thought, as a citizen, and I'm good with paying taxes when I need to pay them. Like I said, I didn't say that we shouldn't have an increase, but I just thought it'd be worth a conversation to find out what your standpoint is or where you are coming from in bumping it up the land by that 50 some percent and the entire property by almost 25%. When we haven't made a change.
I have a bunch of rental property, and I took a bunch of valuation increase, and just being in the housing market like I am, a lot of what's happened here is people are paying an exorbitant amount for properties, and of course that reflects, you know, when you run it through the system of everybody's increases, and you know, just a lot of it is because people are paying
sure.
so much.
Yeah. And I'm curious why, like, our acreage next door has been on the market for a long time and nobody's touched that, and it's got, I think it maybe has 10 acres with it. So, and like I said, they tried to sell for over 200, we just laughed. We're like, they're not going to get 200 and whatever they're asking for it. It's kind of ridiculous, and they haven't. Now it's off the market. So I did pull the sales off of Zillow in my packet also to say, okay, what are things selling for? And I think I was able to find some recent sales, which out in the middle of nowhere.
Did you supply that to me yesterday?
They were in my packet, attachment 8 through 11 or 12.
Okay. Well, we abstracted. We did some. Well, you're not through. Okay, go on.
That's yeah. So when I looked at other sales in the area, I found one that sold for $190,000, which is the same size. It was a recent sale. Sold in 2020 December, so less than a year ago, maybe 6 months ago, 7 months ago, for $190,000, and it was 1888 square feet, or 1888. So a little larger than ours. And it was actually newer. It was built in 1980, so it's the same age. And then here's one that's larger that sold in 2019 in May for $199,000 with 2.75 baths. We don't have, we have one bath. Another one in Jackson for 1,755 square feet, built in 1990, that sold for $200,000. There's one in Emerson that is larger at 1,900 square feet with 1.75 baths, sold for $220,000.
That's one for comparables.
Another one sold for $180,000 in Jackson area for 1,512 square feet. So as I mentioned, I did take the time to really dig and try to figure out where we're at with this and give you some examples of comparables that I thought were in the area similar to ours and newer homes that are bringing less money.
The one comparably had some modular or trailer house, doesn't it?
This house that we have actually, I forgot what they call it, it's something like a modular on a block.
Modulars are five to stick.
Two modulars, but yeah. The one you have though is a trailer house. It looked like on the.
I don't know. I guess I didn't notice the sales. I'm not on the sales. I know that for sure. I don't know about the other ones.
These were your comparables.
Yeah.
What I could
the Dinker place that you looked at.
Yeah, 1605 North Bluff Road. And it's a double wide.
Yeah.
And then at 1867, which she supplied as a one-story, subject's a bi-level, if I'm correct, Mrs. Bierman. You're a bi-level?
A split?
Is she still here?
Yeah, I'm right here. Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't know what you mean by bi-level, but yes, it does have a basement.
I call it a split foyer.
Yeah.
Split foyer, tri-level, raised ranch.
Raised ranch.
Okay.
If that's what you mean, yes. It's a split foyer. With the addition. And I will say the other piece, too, that wasn't reflected when I looked at my, appraisal, at that time, the new basement was supposed to be connected to the old basement. It's not. So there's a, well, I don't know if that matters. I mean, that would be functionally a little bit less appealing to someone that the basements are not connected.
And with Mrs. Bierman, we have her at $111.27 a square foot.
How many square foot is it?
It's 1762 is what we're showing.
With the addition and everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, and it was, and you go to, one of hers is a one-story. It's at $124.63 a square foot. The double wide we kicked out, it is not comparable. The other one was 120 a square foot. Another one was 128 a square foot. And we felt that.
So we're less.
Less. That's where
a
we
square
are.
Foot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the
so
land.
How does that work with the sales then? When we look at those recent sales, because they were like $100 a square foot. If we look at what something is selling
okay.
for.
Okay, the sales are applicable. We're going to have you're going to have to identify those sales for me in this packet.
You guys can use, okay.
I've got maybe, I don't know.
Can I bring?
Sure.
Are you talking to Zillow's, or are you talking, what are you talking?
Yeah, that's where I was able to find them. Yes, exactly. Attachments 8 through 12.
Eight through 12.
I pulled, yeah.
Okay, now 8, is this the extent of your sales, is that correct?
That's what I could find on a sale, because I don't have access to all of the data that you might.
Well, based on that, there's not enough data here.
I did figure a square footage of 101 square feet on that one.
Okay, but there's not enough data in this for us to do any type of an analysis.
Besides age and square foot, what else would you be looking for?
Well, we need quality, we need condition, we need bathroom counts, we need to know.
There is a bathroom count on there.
We need a lot more than what you're giving us, so this is not, and I'm not being negative to you, I'm just trying to.
I'm learning here.
But
I do think they do have a bedroom and a bathroom count.
Okay, so we're going to need a lot more than just what you're giving us here. We need to have what we call the whole qualities and conditions of those properties that you're talking about.
How can I find those?
You're going to have to come, if you're talking in whatever county you're looking in, go into the assessor's office and ask for property record cards.
Okay.
So that's what you're going to have to get them.
GIS also.
And that's different than the assessment forms that are available on the website that I pulled.
That should have everything.
For my comparables.
It has everything on it.
Okay. Well, I would be, now that I guess I've said all that I know to say, I'm curious to hear what everyone's thoughts are, I guess. Then.
Well, I don't know if the board's ready to make their decision at this point. Oh. That's not for me to say.
Oh, okay.
They're listening to you and they're listening to me.
Sure.
So
or if there's anything that anybody has to ask, I guess, first.
I'm still confused about the land value. That's the...
Well, it would depend on what she's comparing it to. It has to be in the same neighborhood. It can't be a farm. Uh-huh. I don't know about the 7,500. I have no idea.
There, I won't butt in. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I don't know what the 7,500 is, because farms are valued different than acreages, and you have to be in the same neighborhood. In our neighborhoods, the first acre's a certain amount, the second acre's this amount, the third acre or whatever's over is a certain amount.
It's a formula.
Can't divide it out by 13 acres divided by 30,000.
Okay.
You can't do that.
There's too many variables.
Yes.
I see.
So what I looked at, and I have attachments 3 through 7.
It's great, I'll go off the ledge.
Attachments 3 through 7 in my packet that I submitted do have the land value in 2020 and the new land value, and each one went up $7,500 each. That's where I came up with that.
Because that's not how we value it, so I don't know what she's referring to.
So the chart, I did break it down on the chart by the numbers, if you want to pull those properties up or if you have time to take a look for me.
Is it this chart?
The yellow form. Those are what I pulled for the Dakota County from the state website of what the average increases were, and that was one of them showed a 4% is what the valuations were going up on average, 4%. Where we are at almost 25%. So I thought that's data to show you that in Dakota County, on average, properties were, the valuation changed 4%. But on this particular chart, if you go down, well, with the land, so those are the parcels I looked at, and I attached their sheet, their value sheet from the county website. And I showed what the value was in 2020, and now in 2021, and each one.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying.
$7,500 exactly. And they are in our area because they're the comps that I pulled, and they're either on the Bluff Road or close to our home or somewhere on Highway 35 in our neighborhood. I mean, we are kind of sparsely.
I'd say you have it all equalized if they are.
Yeah.
But they're not, if you look at the size
but
of the...
But some of them are
the,
big, some of them are small.
Would you want to buy 1 ear of corn for $7,500 and someone else gets 13? for your seven, you know.
But you can't divide the acres by 30,000 divided by 13 acres, because that's not how it's valued. First acre, everybody gets the same price.
But when you increased it, you did not treat it that way.
I didn't do it.
It was Jeffrey.
But that's not how it's valued per neighborhood. It isn't.
It does seem kind of strange, though, that they all went up the exact same amount.
And we've done nothing to the land. And it's all different sizes, all getting treated that way. But if you look at the size, so if I drive, I guess, I don't know how else to say to you other than do a math problem of saying, if I'm going to charge you extra, I'm going to raise the price of the tires on your vehicle, and you have four tires on your vehicle, you get raised this amount, and you have 16 tires or whatever on your vehicle, you're only going to get $7,500, same thing that the person with four tires. To me, that's not fair.
Okay, is that a percent? I can't read it. To the far right,
I did.
Is that percentage increases?
I did.
That has no value.
And that's fine.
That doesn't make any difference.
But my main thing.
Some may be better, closer to market value, some may be further.
For the land?
So the percentage of increases is not going to be a measurement of any kind. So.
I'm
talking percentage of increases.
Sure.
So some may be higher, some lower. So
and that's where I approached it from the beginning until I saw the trend of 7,500 regardless. Mm-hmm. If you had 3 acres or you had 13, there's probably more out there to be looked at that would go up exactly $7,500. And I thought, as I'm writing these down on my chart, do I feel like I need to bring it to the attention that we were raised $7,500 and someone else who has a plot four times the size of ours was raised $7,500. We have the same type of dirt. I guess it's considered residential piece of land. And we were raised more per acre because we have this small 3 acre plot and someone else has 13 acres. Should theirs not have gone up $7,500 times four?
No. The more acres you have, the more break you get.
The less value.
But that's not how this was treated. Everybody had $7,500.
And I don't know if he increased the first acre $7,500. And that's why you're saying $7,500. I don't know. I didn't do it. But the way it's set up is the first acres are a certain amount. After that, there's breaks.
So the first acre may have gone up. It may have.
I don't know what Jeffrey did.
What's the total cost for the first acre? I'd have to
go look at my neighborhood.
Oh,
table.
That don't show that.
No,
there.
It won't show that on there.
And the rest, what you're thinking is that the acres 2 through 5
would
stay the same.
Very different rate.
Acres 5.
So first of all, they'd have to be in the same.
They have to be in the
area.
Same neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. And whether it's 1 acre, or 2 or 10,
mm-hmm.
there's very various
variables. Exactly.
Prices.
Yep. The first acre is always the same, but after that you get a break.
Okay, so basically, why don't we do this here? We appreciate you coming in. We got a lot to go through today. But anyways, no, thank you for coming in and your testimony. Then once we get back to yours, then we will make our decision and look at everything. And then basically what will happen is you will get a letter. And if you don't like the letter, you can take it to the next step.
To the TURF. Right.
Yep, you can take it to the next step, and then you can give it their testimony. But no, I understand.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
And I think, you know, hearing what Frank says.
Daryl,
I'm sorry. He's providing you with, you know, some information that you need this to do that. And you know, and it's a lot of work, I know. But, you know, sometimes it's.
And the property card you said is the same as what I provided in my packet, right?
The GIS.
No, I don't know that for a fact. The stuff you supplied me with is not enough data to make any decision as an appraiser or for equalization of any kind. So.
Did Adam put you up to all this?
No, he just sat back and let me do my thing.
I'm just kidding.
But I just
that's 75.
From a standpoint. Janet knows me. I'm a detail person,
yep.
And I will, like I said, I will let it go through if I feel like, yep, this is fair.
Nope.
But as a middle child, I guess so.
I appreciate that.
You're definitely,
you gotta respect that.
Definitely gonna know more about the process at the end of the day anyway.
Use comparable properties.
I wonder what, I got 1 acre, I wonder what I do.
Your buy level, you buy, let's go use a one story.
$20,000.
I tried, where we are, it's so hard to find another home like that.
How since you're 1 acre?
You gotta reach out to them. It's crazy, if you hire me to do it, I better darn well.
$15,000.
Come up with some buy levels that are similar.
Yeah.
That's a minor.
Does the acreage matter so much, or the home?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm wondering if it's acreage.
It's separate.
Yeah, because you can pull the land out.
Yeah.
You can pull the land out. Because she's got such a.
That's why it separates.
So you need the, she looked at just acreages, tried to just look at acreages, and you're saying property style, comparable property style.
Look at a buy level in Hubbard, like a buy level in Hubbard maybe, to look at.
Photos of the, I don't know if you see the photos, and I don't wanna type a lot more of your time, but I did try to find homes that were that same style.
I'm on 1 acre.
Kind of look like a split, eighty style, whatever.
The more land you have, the less expensive.
And thanks, thanks, Tanya. Good to see you, Tanya. Take care. Good to see ya.
Is that, I'm doing okay?
He's doing great.
Good, I love that guy, good guy.
Thank you.
Yep, see you later.
Is that her boyfriend, husband?
No, husband.
Husband. Great guy.
Tanya used to be my associate dean of students.
Is that right?
Second.
Yeah, Adam's a great guy. Okay, so let's,
52.
51, wasn't it?
51.
51?
Got her?
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
That'd only take 25 minutes, I don't know.
I was looking at that.
Did a lot of good research, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have to appreciate that.
Took a lot of time.
Okay, so Doug Goddard's 471, you take him to 501, and you get less 453?
Yeah, we went out and looked at the house. The house is not, it's extremely bad, not livable.
It's his uncle's old house.
Is that somebody died?
Yeah, his uncle died and they left him the farm.
But we didn't.
Homer.
Oh, that little thing, yeah.
That's Homer.
He was such a nice old guy.
So that's the reduction was in condition?
You couldn't live there too long.
Yeah, that's on the dead end, right?
Yeah, way out there.
To salvage and no.
Okay.
The raccoons.
So it's only, so it's 450 land, though.
It's land, that's where the money's at.
We lowered it to 453.08, though.
Yeah.
Bad.
Real bad.
So it must be the same thing with 52, roughly? Went from 50 to 103 back down.
Based on the land.
I think there were buildings on it, and there are no buildings. It picked up buildings.
It's just land.
Oh, yeah.
Just land.
So we just removed the building.
Okay.
Okay.
145 to 746, back down to 244.
And it's recommended, it's being remodeled, so we want to look at it for next year. House values equalized with similar properties with similar use. And
so where is this?
This is the old Hungry's.
Oh, okay.
So we gave him a percent complete, so it's complete finished.
Technology innovations.
Yeah. Huh.
He's spending a lot of money.
Yeah, it looks nice in the front.
Yeah, he's ready to open. It's just, I think the party room.
Oh. We tried to go there yesterday.
You said that.
Yeah. You got a couple weeks, Joe.
Yeah. She said they went in a couple weeks ago, though. That's weird.
Well, we did go in there.
Did you?
Yeah. 6 months ago or so. They were.
Oh, yeah. He was open, and then they closed because they were doing their menu and stuff.
Our question is always, as of January 1 of 2000.
Oh, yeah.
That's complete.
Yep.
That's true.
Okay, so Brewer?
Okay, we made some corrections here. The
she's a realtor.
She
knows what houses are worth. Let me tell you.
Who does?
The wife.
Emily Brewer.
Yeah.
She's a realtor.
Oh, okay.
She'll sell a house up.
Yeah. We purchased home for $113,500. Added some depreciation. Unfinished areas in the house included bathroom. Oh, yeah. They bought this sucker. It was a mess. But we recommended $227,825.
Did anybody go and look at it and see if it's all fixed
up?
She has some of it fixed.
She had some of it.
Yeah.
But She's in the real estate business.
Well, her husband is a builder, too.
Her husband, yeah, yeah, worked for a builder.
Yeah, if you
look at some of those photos, I mean, holy cow.
Where's his head at, Norfolk?
Pigeon, I think.
Out in the country, I think.
Yeah. I'm surprised they even have bathrooms. But anyway, we recommended to decrease it and then review it in 2022, and she said, great. Well, I hope we have it done.
I like that, great.
That's what she said. She wanted $200,000, but I disagreed with that.
They spent, what did they buy it for? One?
113.
So they put a lot into it already then. Good for them. Good for them.
I read the thing of how much was done by when they bought it.
Yeah, they probably did a lot themselves.
96?
96. Stephen Davidson.
Oh, Section 42.
Oh, this is a Section 42.
Wasn't,
don't ask
me
how I feel about them. And I hope that maybe some of you are investors. If so, help me out. We decreased it to $1,820,770, and it's based on their income.
Oh, okay. Well, whoops, the other way around.
We got one in front of there, and then 182,770.
1 million?
$1,182,770.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds better. I like that better.
Oh, I'm sorry.
$1,827,71.
And they made it.
$1,820.
They wanted it.
$1,800? Mm-hmm. Okay.
They wanted it down to They wanted it to $1,122,366. We're still $600,000 ahead of what they want. So.
And they do provide their stuff to the state on this one.
Yeah.
This is a rental deal.
So it's kind of that formula thing?
Section 42.
Yes, exactly. And the problem I have with these Section 42s, and I deal with them all over the state, is they get incomes that show that they're losing $20,000. And I'm saying, what do you want, a refund from the county? And you're saying, we now have to pay you to own these things?
We had that conversation with Sam just a little bit ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That, I like your analogy, though.
They built them so they lose money.
And I fight with them all the time.
Yeah.
I'd say that how can you have 30% property management fees when typically a six or seven we'd be tickled to death with?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's how they show that they're losing
and
money.
Expenses run 90%. I'd sell the property.
Yeah, you wouldn't be making any money.
Just burn it down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. Oh, well.
So now we got
98.
Kenny and.
Are those Tanya's parents or in-laws, I mean?
Yes,
I was thinking.
In-laws.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we did make an adjustment on their basement finish. They argued, and they were right. Correction of records and adjusted using cost system records now. We recommended decrease to 422,630. They wanted 392, I think that's 700.
Yeah, I think so.
So we reduced a little. We had them at 438. We recommended 422 with making the corrections to the property. That's pretty good.
Okay.
What is it? Is that just a house?
No.
No,
it's house and land, farmland.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, yeah, there I see. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
99.
74 acres.
I worry I'm not keeping up with you, and then I apologize.
No, I'm just, I was just sidetracked there.
We recommended no change. This is Kenneth Lynette.
Same people.
Oh, okay. Protested land and improvements. No improvements to home for 25 years, but two-story home.
So there's two houses on this.
Right.
Area, okay.
If you notice, one of them, the two-story home, is a piece of junk. These are, I'm writing down what they're saying, okay?
And they were trying to sell that previous one. They pulled it off the market.
Mm-hmm. list of sales on the back of the sheet.
Is that the one that she was talking about?
It must have been, and it's not comparable to hers.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Not even close.
This was a comp she used?
No, this one. This was her in-laws, and I'm sure this is what she's comparing it to. It's not even close to theirs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there was issues with it.
That makes sense.
It's a rental.
Yeah, we disqualified it, or I mean.
Yeah, we did.
What is this?
This is Kenny and Lynette's, this is their actual house.
That's where they really live.
On the curb, that's their garage.
On the curb.
Yeah. So that house is worth $180, whereas the little other one.
This one is where?
Right on the highway.
Is that the backside of it?
No, that's the front, I do believe, isn't it?
What's this?
That's the garage. That's the detached garage.
Oh. I've drove by it thousands of times, but I just never really looked up in there.
Yeah, I know.
It kind of sits back up in there.
Yeah, you can't really see it too good.
So the house and the garage is $180,000.
Yeah.
So, okay.
$198,000.
$198,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that.
Perfect.
Yep.
Let's go to 101.
Who are these people?
Canitas?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Let me open it. 16 units with a garage. Kenny.
Oh, it's Canitas.
Enterprises.
Where are they at?
It's in South Sioux. It's just the. Oh, it's the elderly housing.
On G Street?
Yep.
One story.
There's 16 units and garages.
Right. Income, they supplied it to us. They supplied their occupancy and their expenses, and we recommended no change based on the income.
So staying at 715.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We could have gone maybe for an increase, but I thought. Yeah.
How many units are there? 16?
16. I think there's more than that, but that particular person.
There's a clubhouse down there.
16, yeah.
That, all of them together? Or
I think,
that
no, there's more. There's 16 and then there's 8 on this one.
16, 8, and
there's 3. Dang it, and those.
There's a 20, this is 24 units.
And this is, there's another 18 on this next one.
Okay. And same thing with that. We recommended no change based on the income of the units.
Okay. Units with garage.
At the time of they provided no rents whatsoever on their protest, but then when they came in, we got the we asked for it. If they weren't going to give it to us, we weren't going to make any changes. We didn't on this one either. We made no changes based on the income and expenses. In reality, we might be able to raise them, but I thought we would stay away from that at this point, unless we do all the apartments and commercial.
103.
Value of land, two.
That's the same. What?
No, that's the same.
104.
104.
Cubics, 3 cubics.
Oh, that's Dawes.
Yeah, recommended no change. Mobile home is already salvage value. Couldn't get it any lower.
Any lower than it is.
The rest of it's land.
A cubic?
Yeah.
Was he happy with it?
That's one question I never asked.
I'm sure not.
Just walk away.
I guess you can make that call, Larry.
So you reduced the value of the land then? Yeah.
No, not on that one. Not 105.
Are we doing cubic?
104. Oh, 104. Sorry, we're on 105.
Okay.
Yeah. 104.
106. 107. How'd I end up with
Jamie Crickets?
Well, it's no, we didn't do 4.
Sorry, we were on 5.
Oh, no wonder.
This is that bare piece of ground. And we would have given him the ag value on this, but he doesn't own the ag ground around it. So technically, he could sell it as an acreage.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a lot.
So we adjusted like it, but.
Okay, that makes sense now.
Well, how many acres was it?
It's like 2.
Got to have 2.5 to build on it.
What is it?
Good way to slow his mortgage in.
1.75.
Oh, I was lost, I'm sorry.
They just can't build on it.
File him.
Oh, I'm sure they let him. I don't know. 2.5 acres. Yeah, he doesn't own any of the farm ground around it. Otherwise, I'd have made a farm.
Yeah, we did decrease it down to 15,025.
Okay.
So, well, why do you have that rule of 2.5 then? Stupid. Well,
I'm
going to
be grandfathered in.
I think so.
Okay.
I didn't like it. I thought it should have been an acre.
right?
Who wants to mow 2 acres?
Well, that's it. I can lease it back to the farmer. But it used to be 5. What are you going to do with it?
I don't want to mow 1.
Oh, I pushed mine last night and it was terrible.
105.
Okay.
All right, we're all on the same page.
There we go.
This is the trailer.
This is the one that you're talking about. Okay.
I don't know why you didn't get rid of it.
$70,545. Recommended no change. We've already got the trailer as low as it can go.
Okay.
Salvage value, and that's.
Okay.
He's wanting $10,000.
How many acres is it?
It is.
Two? Could you put a house on it?
Two?
Sure.
Did you get a conditional trailer?
Well, he said it's his grandkid's legacy or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
I
don't know.
Do I know this guy?
Don? Yeah. Hey,
this was.
He said he can't touch any of the stuff on it.
5 years since his son was killed.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's where Craig was killed.
Yeah.
And I wasn't in track with all that, but I wrote it down.
Oh, yeah, it happened. He doesn't get rid of it. I'm surprised.
He doesn't get rid of it.
Yeah, right there on 35 on the hill.
Wouldn't that be like one of the first things you'd get rid of?
Oh, on the hill? That's
you think?
What do you mean? I mean, the title owner. I can see why.
I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah. Okay. People don't sell anything.
Okay.
No, he's a hoarder.
No.
He's a horse buyer.
Hoarder.
Who's that?
106.
This is his house.
Okay, yeah. We did take a look at
this. We did adjust his house.
Might need a little work.
The debris. Oh, yeah.
126 to 131 down to 119, so it's less than what it originally was.
He didn't, I mean, half the roof is in tin still.
You recommend reducing it down to 119.
He hasn't spent any money on 30 years.
No. No.
Okay.
You get half
goodness
of it.
Goodness
gracious.
Still
got
107? Yeah, I got scaffolding. I was trying to do something.
Okay, we recommended a decrease.
Oh, this is his daughter's house in Hubbard. She gave him permission to protest it.
107?
I think so, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
121 to 1 down to 90.
90.
And I think we gave it to her what she paid for it, because she bought it in December of 20. So for the year, we'll give her what she paid for it.
And we had some of the things we did was there was no air conditioning, only on the first floor, not on the second floor.
So we didn't.
So they get their tax statement, and it's the same as what it was, but then they still want to protest it.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Never seen it. Never heard of that.
Oh yeah.
So she paid. What'd she pay for?
She paid 90.
Okay.
So that's what we gave her for the 1 year.
Got it.
And we also made some corrections.
We did make corrections on it.
Okay.
Okay. 108. Why?
Oh, Patricia White. Witt.
Why?
We know changed it.
Why?
That's not much.
Okay.
She's that metal building outside of Homer.
The special finds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's very nice. She was. Mm-hmm. She comes in. She finds out information. She tries. She got comps.
Got more time than she has what to do with.
She's not open very much.
Kramer. I've heard all about this one.
Okay. Where did you hear?
No. It's the house up on the hill, and you leave Jackson on L Avenue.
It's a nice house.
Yeah, it's a log cabin up on top.
Oh, yeah.
Josh went out there. They actually went out.
Yeah, actually, I did go out.
Now, does that price include the house down at the base? Or is that
yes?
That's
yes. Oh, that's
yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
That's home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, the house that
house number two was
I think
mine.
His daughter
Cooper lived in.
Is there a daughter lives? His daughter lives there.
I don't know. He had a lady live there forever.
Yeah, her and Cooper.
Yeah.
Betty.
Yeah.
Not Betty.
It's Betty's sister-in-law, but it was. She just passed away. She was the little frail lady that worked at the gas station in
Jackson. And I was down there. She put plastic over the windows so the dust didn't filter. It was. Trucks are going.
What was her name? I don't even remember.
Franny Cooper.
What?
Used to, or Franny Cooper.
Franny. Yeah, Franny. Franny. Yeah, Franny. Franny, yep.
Yeah.
Franny.
But shoot, that ought to be a bargain, really. It would be, you
well,
the house that worth
right there. Is that the house?
Is this the house?
Yeah, it's up on the hill.
That's his house.
Yeah, that's his.
But that little house, I mean, that ought to be worth $125 or $150.
Well, okay, first of all, he has $79,000 for land. How many acres?
He has 16, acres, yeah.
16, 20 acres?
Yeah.
Nope, he has.
He's got a good maybe deal. More than that.
70.
Yeah.
Oh.
70.
On the buck, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Every bit of it.
It is. Up there.
No, it is.
It's very pretty.
Yeah, for going up to 541 and back down to 476, that's a
two houses.
It's two and they're two nice houses.
And they went back out and remeasured it for him, looked at everything.
Made some corrections.
Okay. Yeah, this is it.
Oh, that's a big piece of land.
Yeah.
That's
acres, even big. 79,000. That's
that out of Jackson?
A lot of
grass. Yeah, right out by the past the school.
Yes, yes, I know. Now it's coming to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he would get that in 5 minutes mm-hmm. for that place.
Yeah.
5 seconds.
Oh, I don't disagree. Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful out there.
We changed some siding.
Yeah, we did change the siding. We had rustic log. It is not a log home. It's wood. It's
right.
Imitation.
Sheetrock.
Yeah.
Kind of yes. It. You know.
I've been inside it before.
And that's the first thing you're right, Scott. I look for in the inside is the log.
Is it?
Yeah, because it logs through and through, and it wasn't. So that was one of
them.
But we had to make some changes. He's got a vaulted ceiling and some other things going on. So, but
that's a nice setup.
Yeah. My wife wouldn't like it because it wasn't near water. Oh, she wants it.
But the view.
Yeah,
it's pretty. Yeah.
This is that truck washout.
They just bought that a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was that, 509?
275. $275.
He wanted it down to 190,000. And we went out, we remeasured walking through the whatever's.
The bays.
Everything. Yeah. And there was some corrections we had to make. There's some, he's got some parts that are falling apart on this thing. But the trucks weren't.
They're not slowing down.
Well, Bosch ran it in the ground. That's what he did. And but yeah, 300,000. Does he complain about the smell? Everybody in my neighborhood does.
We don't smell it at all.
See, we get the south wind.
Oh, yeah.
We get the south wind. Is what we do. Every once in a while, you do it. It ain't near as bad as when the Bosch had it.
Really? I'll
tell you that. Yeah.
Well, when they put the aerators out in the lagoon.
Yep.
And then they started putting pure perfume in the goddamn water going out there.
Perfume they did?
Yes, they did. They changed everything.
No bullshit. Really?
Whatever it was.
As long as they can
keep the aerators going and the perfume dripping into it as it goes out.
Yeah. And usually what would take place, Larry, is on Sundays.
Oh, really?
That, must have been when they were flushing or doing something or whatever.
Right. Me.
Oh, it was always Sunday right nights. There.
Yeah, go back up, John, a little bit to the picture, Daryl said.
See that building? We had it as a single family living as one of the changes we had to make. They do put up truckers in there, but the quality of it
sucks.
They did have a Hispanic family living in it.
Oh, wow.
So, and the buildings are in a lot of repair, but yeah, I just burned my clothes after I left. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet so.
He owns a ton of them.
Good.
He does.
Low income housing, and this is that another one. Allison Janik? Yeah, they supplied the income again on those 12 units. We did the numbers, we walked through them, and these affordable
houses. You have
something
different than I have written in. I've got 270,393, and you've got a recommendation of 273 even. What's?
He has 273 on his, Joan. It must have been a change after.
Okay.
273 even. That might have been one we went over this morning.
Okay.
Have you gone to Turk on any of your affordable housing or Section 42s?
No.
No.
Okay.
Not that one.
Shoot. I'm in Turk 40, 50 times a year, so I love it. Low-income housing, another one.
Same lady.
Section 42, same deal. We use the income.
This one might be different than what's on your sheet too, Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
546.
What we were trying to do, Joan, and I apologize, is trying to bring the the cost in that she has in her computer, the CAMA system.
Yes.
So we can get an actual value.
So when the taxpayer comes in and asks for
how did you get this?
How did you get it that we're close to what?
Grody.
Marty. Pictures.
Oh, crap. He spent a fortune on these photos.
He had lots of photos.
And what is this?
I don't want to see him. House and land. No, I don't want to see him. Maybe they do. I know exactly where he lives and the land around there. I got to use the restroom.
Every 15 minutes of my age.
Age of good guy, won't.
All right. Yeah, we went. He was requesting.
It might be a couple back from there. Behind
yours, there you go. He wanted $769,145.
There's a lot of ground there.
How many acres is it?
I have to
remember. Oh,
shoot. It should be right here.
160.
Yeah,
160 acres. Wow.
Okay. We left the land alone. The land stayed the same, but we did make some adjustments to the house. And we had some errors in verification with the owner adjusted value using cost. It decreased it to $847,915, which is down some from what he was requesting. But we did make the correction, so bends and structures and damages and everything. So
that's the front, right? That's the front. Okay.
Yeah, I think it is. I don't know.
And his pictures were
and that's the
very
back.
Detailed
okay.
As to what was going on with siding, what was going on with the bins, everything else. The basement, the whole ball of wax.
So 212 is just the house, or there's other, there's bins and stuff too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There's,
the bins are separate, yeah.
Okay. Oh, they're separate?
Yeah.
Okay.
We did adjust those too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they're on this parcel, but they're
okay.
All part of the building.
Oh, there's Dick. Oh. 127.
Oh. Oh, you. Okay, I'm sorry.
Boy, you ought to be happy.
Oh,
nope.
That doesn't make me feel good. Not
for. Oh, he did show up, so
it was popular.
He showed up.
Yeah, I know, but that's why he didn't happy.
Yeah,
sure.
I think John
was a no show, but he then showed up.
He then showed up. He had the wrong day.
Oops.
Yeah, that's what he told me. That. Called me. Yeah.
Did we raise it?
Yeah. He protested 48 and you raised it to 53.
Raised it $5,000.
I think we lowered that one though. I think.
I don't know.
Is that his trailer house and the addition he put on back there?
But I thought we lowered this one yesterday.
You got rid of something.
We did. We had an extra shed on there, and I don't think Josh.
Oh,
we did lower it. So it did go down 53,500.
53,500.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that a six up there? I can't.
Yeah,
it was. I know changed it, but we did have an extra building on it that wasn't his.
Yeah, he claimed he had a shed that was on the other guy there.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Let me go check on that one for sure, because I know we took a building off on this one.
Don't take too long. These guys are fast.
Well, we can keep going.
Oh, okay.
We don't have to wait. Shit.
Oh,
Mariel. Rope.
You know, guys, I got to be honest with you. Years ago, I'd sit here with Betty O'Neill and Gretchen and
Jackie,
and oh boy, loved it.
All day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but they'd take you to lunch over here and hungry, didn't they?
I had to take them. No, I mean, I didn't do that anymore. I learned my lesson. Okay, Martin. Okay. Okay, correction in errors in the record per photo submitted by the, we reduced it to 64.
Are we on 128?
Mary Brody, are we on there?
128.
Yeah.
They were
kind of a lot of land on that one too, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah, 128.
The valuation is 32,000.
Okay, the basement crack walls and rents for 600, We did take it.
That's the old home place.
645, 440.
And that's a bunch of ground too.
500, half a million, over half a million dollars.
And he wanted 570.
570.
Yeah, we took it to 645, 440. It was at 662, 635.
You were nice enough to drop it a little.
Yeah, we did base. Here's some of the pictures he showed us, so we did have to.
Is there a house on this piece of property?
Yes, yeah.
There's the sketch.
Yeah, a big piece of, okay, big. Oh, yeah, there's a house. So about $75,000 worth of house. And
okay, Roger Busquet.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Oh, Ryan, I'm sorry.
Amanda.
Okay, we recommended no change. He was requesting. Okay. He wanted $285.05. We don't changed it to $329,630. Sale price was $290,000 back in 14. And we did a time adjustment on it. We're at three. We recommended the 329,630.
Seems to be reasonable.
Yep.
On Dick McNair's. Dickie. His L buildings actually went down to 5215. And the land was the 47.
We already did
790.
We did that one.
Yeah, we had it wrong.
Oh, okay.
Josh
what,
came in.
Wait, so what should it be?
53,005.
53,005.
Yep,
$53,005.
Okay.
Okay. That shed was costing
me
$100.
Yeah.
Is there a picture of the Busquet house?
No.
No? Because the house
the
is.
We're on?
I think that's one on. I sent the Busquet.
Where's the.
Oh,
oh
yeah,
which one is Busquet?
No, that's Rody.
Oh.
This is Rody's house.
Busquet was $129.
And there's
the house. There it is. You just had it.
This one?
Second
house?
One.
Oh, yeah, he has a rental.
Yeah,
that's the rental.
$600 a month.
Oh, there's two properties.
Yeah,
two
there's
houses
two houses
on, the same.
On there.
Okay.
This is Busquet. We're still on 129.
129.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two houses on the property.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we at 131?
Yeah.
Yes.
What did they decide for 129?
Good, fine.
329?
Yeah.
Okay.
630.
Okay.
Okay. This one we recommended a decrease based on corrections to outbuildings and the home. Here's what I like about a tax code that brings in
big photos.
I said, what did you pay for these suckers? He's got a foundation problem that's serious, and he's got old barn and outbuildings that are just in bad, real bad shape. So
I show you went up. Did you?
Oh,
well, from his
on Jim's
from the current
131
from three. Oh, you went. Oh,
down.
It was 330. You raised it to
421.
You brought it back down to
372. Yes,
sorry. Oh, okay.
So the house is only worth 53.
And got some foundation issues.
Oh, yeah, it's, okay. He's got a real problem in this. I don't know if you saw it. There's water seepage in it. It's kind of like a it's constant flow through there. So
okay.
I don't. I wouldn't live there, but it's not my fault.
You will.
I didn't even ask him about
the Yeah, I say, he just got remarried. Yeah, he was my neighbor. I lived
don't need to, right?
Right.
138, then. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this was an income, a fourplex bi-level. We got the, he furnished the rents.
Are we at Brent
Cruz?
Rory? That's a bi-level?
Hmm?
Are we on 138?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. I just,
yep.
Yeah, 138.
It's a fourplex.
Oh, it is a fourplex. Okay.
Yep.
I got to quit grabbing stuff.
No, you're fine. You're on the right one.
Okay. Anyway, we did an income approach on this. And we recommended a change to 248,460.
Don't ever ask Deb how the public defender found this is going.
248,416.
Yeah.
And I have 249,600.
Yeah, we met it with ours.
Huh?
248,460.
Yeah, she got me adjusting to tweaking it.
138.
138.
Oh, we're going to 138.
Do we have a picture of that? I think that's...
Yeah.
Yeah. That seems kind of low for a fourplex, but maybe not.
Location, location, location. How much?
248.
Actually, that was one of his issues, was the location issue.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. That's like way cheap.
Yeah, I say 248 sounds really low for a fourplex.
Okay, so that's in the South Ridge.
375.
Who owns that right now?
Brett Cruz.
Someone threw out a number, 375. Let's put that on there.
Who owns
it?
Did
we have that? I don't.
Who owns it, Christy?
Brett Cruz. I think he's Penguin Properties.
It's right behind the golf course, South Ridge Golf. I mean, you can see it.
I think that's right behind the bank, isn't it?
I don't.
No.
Is that the one on the bank on South Ridge Drive?
No, that's Randy Neal's.
Oh,
it?
I see. Yeah.
No, Randy's on Broadmoor.
Broadway. Oh.
He's getting $650 a month on those units is what he's...
That seems low.
And I see trailers that are getting sick. Huh?
He says $859.
Oh, it's right there.
I think that was low, too. $650, I don't think
anything. Did you see, like, canceled checks or any documentation for that?
We didn't see that. We took it.
See, I'm with you. I don't think anything rents for $650 in South Sioux.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing. Yeah. 7-1 bedroom down in apartments.
That maybe?
Like the ones by Taco John's, maybe.
Oh, Lord.
I think those go for $550.
Are you serious? Those one room?
I think they're $550.
See, he was at $280. See, we haven't done we didn't do your commercial. So I mean, from the standpoint of you just finished a revamp.
Yeah,
I had a little junky duplex and stuff, so that I got like not that much, but it brought way too much.
You didn't protest, did you?
No, I sold it.
Oh, you sold it, okay.
But I wish I would have kept it for a couple more years so I could have got more money out of it.
So why did we go down from 280 to 248? I mean, it seems low to me already.
Well, he adjusted according to what he told him for rent.
Well, he told us for
rent. Oh, it's based on rent.
I think
rent.
It should be a little low, too, at least, and look at it next year.
Yeah, because that seems low to me, 280 for a fourplex.
The 280?
Yes.
Okay.
Can somebody tell me what street this is actually on?
Yeah.
19th, sorry. Oh. I think it was a feature.
1919 F.
F Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Matter of fact, when I first got married, I lived in that.
And what did you think?
What did you think? You were in this fourplex?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, right there.
How long have you been married?
What's that? 26 years.
You so lived there a little 26 bit. 26 years.
No. I've been married 26 years. They're nice.
What was your rent?
What?
Okay. I'm gonna.
I think back in 1995, I think it was $550 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, really? Serious.
I know, and he's saying it's only $650
and
now.
They all got garages on the end.
It's $859. Mm-hmm.
And then
all day long. 1,000 acres.
Yeah, they're a nice place. They're all two bedrooms.
Two bedrooms.
Anyway.
Okay.
But they're very nice.
I don't have a problem. No change in it.
The 280.
No change. Look at it next.
But here's another one he has. A fourplex. Let's see.
Jeez, that's a hell of a return on your investment.
Let's no change him.
Okay.
And this is a 8-plex.
Yeah, the Penguin one? Are we on the Penguin one now?
We're on 139.
Okay.
So we're keeping the other one at 280.
And he's saying that the rents there are $1,000. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, you're right. You're on 139. Okay. You're good.
But here...
It's the same guy.
Okay. Yeah, it's the same guy.
Okay, same guy. He has a name for this corporation. Okay.
Trey.
So, does he live in the Perus? Brent must live in the other one, the fourplex. Brent and Lori.
Okay. You went out. Did you go out on these?
No, Josh did.
Josh did.
Okay. But he's getting $1,000 a month on these.
Do you have a picture of it?
This eightplex.
Yeah.
What street is this on?
Eightplex.
Keep going.
And did you change this, Christy? Because I've got 384.
Well.
So this went to 385, 520.
I don't have a picture of it on there. I can go grab one.
No,
I have one on this.
Can I look on GIS?
Yeah, you can do a GIS.
Okay.
Yep. 2202.
2202.
Zero.
Zero.
1110.
1110.
So, good.
And you can, you can go to that first on that tab up there, Joan. Photo one. Yep.
Okay, it's right. Okay, yeah.
It's by the river, down by the river.
Oh, those. Every turn off of 9th Street.
And it's an eightplex. Eight? Did you say eight?
No, it's a fourplex.
A fourplex.
If I had those, that'd be $12.50.
Are you telling me that we shouldn't? Okay.
I mean, if I was renting that, like, the comparable.
He's saying $1,000.
Yeah, I owned and operated 1,500 units, and.
I feel it for you.
Yeah, well, it's better than a single house.
I like single houses better because I don't like it because I can take time to tell you this, but I hate it when people tell me, I hate it because the trash can's there, they took my parking spot. That's why I sold the duplex. I didn't take it anymore.
Oh, boy.
No, but
then you got to make,
yeah.
But if I go to a 12-plex, I only make one trip. See, I can take care of everything.
Everything at one shot.
So this is okay. The way I look at this place, at 418 down to 384, West 324, I mean,
ridiculous.
That's well, we took the other one.
To me,
we don't change.
We no change the other one. If you guys want to no change,
yeah, I would say no change that.
Okay. For 40 units, that's a good price.
I'll support it. No, I really will. Okay. But I listened to the guy telling Josh, and he's
the no change is
418.10.
Yeah, 418.10.
The original, I guess.
So there's 4 units and they're all rented.
He was whining.
So.
Yeah, he really was.
Josh talked to him. They actually came in. So.
How come it was so low last year, actually? 320. Was it just being built?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it Priest, right? Isn't Priest, didn't he build those? Way back?
Yeah.
Oh, so he built
Brand. I think it's his son now, yeah.
So last year was 324. So
should we just finish up 143 while we're here?
We're going to do 142 real quick.
Where's 143?
142.
Oh, yeah, we're doing 142.
Oh,
sorry.
Don't get ahead of us!
What road is he on?
Dale in Virginia?
Yeah.
Oh, out in the sticks.
I remember they were out in the sticks.
They are M Avenue. It's M not Avenue. Sticks. It's M.
I remember they were out in the country. I remember when they lived in town. But so 367 to 417 back down to 360. So it's going down $7,000.
Well, we had to adjust her ground. I did change her to a farm. And she was missing a home site, so I added a home site and got her land adjusted.
And we went 359,445.
Sorry, I probably had this one written down wrong too.
It might be John. Sorry.
359,445. 359. Okay. And that one is okay. Did we see that one or not? Oh no.
Dan.
Our screen's up.
Okay. It was Dan.
What?
Our screen doesn't work.
Sorry.
Lieutenant Dan, did we lose her 143 one? I don't know what 143 one is. This one, just this one. Last year, she was here. No, that's Tanya. We just stuck her in the pile. The master. You can just do with it what you want, I guess. Okay, so I didn't know if you were deciding today. We need to talk about hers. Yep, okay, we gotta go over hers. What's your... Yep, I don't know what she's talking about. The 7,500, I honestly don't.
Because that's not how it's valued. The first acre. Yeah, and it could, and I don't know what Jeff did, but it's the first acre. Everybody gets the same price. Second acre up to a certain point is this price. After that, you get a break. I mean, you get a break on the second, but I bet, well, I'd almost bet that's what happened, is the first acre changed. Changed by 7,500. I mean, it did seem strange. Yeah, anywhere from three acres to 15. But your comparables were not, we found bi-level comparables. It took us two minutes.
Yeah.
The house I wouldn't touch.
Right, yeah.
I think the house is assessed correctly.
I don't think she's, I mean, she's at an average. An average means you're going to need some maintenance. It's not like we're calling her a good.
No. But what she provided was not
I mean, that's a good price overall.
Yeah.
It really is.
So I mean, I don't know. She just didn't provide it. If she wants to take it to church,
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm good with what you guys have.
Yeah, I'd say that's that's a fair price.
Because we had our own comps.
Fair price.
No, anything that we touch, we do stand behind it.
Yeah.
No matter how far.
Well, I would think you would.
That's why you've been doing it so long.
146.
Yeah.
Move along. Well, I think we need to change the phrase then, if that's the case.
I just turned 80 now. What are you implying there, huh? Jeez.
I just keep looking at my watch.
You got things to do.
Well, I
got to
eat.
Okay, you keep doing that.
You're doing pretty good, actually.
Scott has some cookies.
Goodness sakes, we've got done three of our four cases in less than 3 hours.
He might have some blood sugar
issues. We're doing
good. Exactly.
That's too much.
I am good.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Okay, so 146, McCarthy. Dan.
Oh, okay.
He's the bridge guy. Jackson.
Okay.
Okay.
The guy that was on the bridge?
He goes over a little bridge.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We recommended 240. He wanted 225, 235. He's at 276. We recommended 245,000, 210, based on some changes in.
On his horse arena.
Yeah.
Arena.
Horse arena.
Yeah, he has a horse arena.
Wow.
He does transmission stuff, but anyways, I went to his place a few different times, and he wears a bandana. It's stuck in my head. Sorry. Wearing a bandana, you know what I think of?
Yeah.
You bet. Okay, here we go.
Okay, good.
147.
What is this? Oh. I saw 130. No basement finish. We did make a correction there.
Yeah, we took the basement finish off.
Yeah, and she brought in the pictures.
She did bring the pictures.
All right.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There. Pictures are good.
There's so nothing. 234, we went back down to 221, 595.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, are we on that one?
Yep.
I thought we were McCarthy. Yeah. I'm sorry. McCarthy was the one that buys in Jackson.
They don't know about it.
They were getting
okay, I didn't see that one. All right. Ready?
Who's there?
Okay. Probably not. Nobody's ever had
me. No, not me either.
Okay, the next one's Ryan. Okay.
We had three generations of Liebers yesterday.
Nice.
We recommended no change on this land.
Is this Severide? Is that where we're at now?
No, we're on Lieber. Severide, we took the basement finish off.
I missed two in a row? How did that happen? You guys are moving too fast.
I can't either
change. I know. Like, see, we're supposed to get these people in. Fair shake.
He wanted 3,600 or 3,660, and we said no change. Land's equalized with everybody else.
Okay.
Okay, this one, he brought in a purchase agreement for the building.
Yeah, he has a Morton building out there.
Right.
Is this where they built behind landfill?
Is it? I don't know. Isn't it way out in Oakdale?
It's off of Oakdale.
Okay, yeah. Him and his dad are right by each other.
Yeah.
Ryan Lieber. Okay, yeah, he brought in
this. Marty Malik, isn't it, Larry?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. There. I don't know which one.
Yeah, it's right by Arnie.
He brought in his outbuilding costs, certified and stamped and paid and everything else. So we changed the outbuilding. The only thing we did, we recommended 332, 275.
Okay.
151.
I'm going to really need your guys' help on the last one.
The last one?
Very last one.
Yeah.
Okay.
That waste disposal.
But right now we're on
151.
Okay.
I'm here to help.
Keep skipping around here. 151.
This is Randy Lieber.
Okay. Insurance located. Right here. Okay. Adjusted base on information provided by owner. Corrected basement to unfinished. That's what we did. Decreased it to 381,610.
He was trying to use that as a comp.
Oh, this the house?
No, that's not it. He's trying to use that as a comp.
Oh, that's
nice.
Oh, yeah, that's the house in our hill. Yeah.
Gosh, what do we have that assessed at?
Not enough.
His is a nice house.
Comp too?
No, that's his actual house.
Oh, wow, that's a nice house.
I think. Like yeah, that's Randy's house.
The demo back. Nice.
Oh, he'll be coming in too. He filed a special valuation form for 6.5 acres. He wants his ag. I denied it.
So this one went down? I'm confused.
Yes.
Oh, it is up there.
Randy's? Are you talking?
Yeah, Randy. I'm talking.
We went down because we took basement finish off.
Okay. From 395 to
381. And is this the land, Joan? No, Randy's land? Okay.
We're at 216.
Here it is. This is okay.
Yeah, he filed a application for special valuation. That is not what application for special valuation is for.
That's 152?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So I know changed it. He says you can put cows on it. How do you put cows on 6.5 acres? You can't.
Two.
You can get one cow pair.
Did we decrease it?
No. Well, we did something. Oh, we did give him a break. So yeah, I told him we gave him a break. So I can't combine his parcel into one piece because it's in two sections. So I gave him the value as if it was one piece just to try to appease him. And I did this for his son also. And I don't think he'll still be happy.
But anyway, the recommendation was for $20,160.
Okay, I'm okay with that. $155.
Hey, Albert.
Oh, Lord.
Lord. Oh, I met with this gentleman. Delbert.
Delbert.
Roof fell in, then has been replaced roofing with. Okay, I know change this. The things that are going on that need to be corrected.
You know change it, it said 77,705 and 71,160.
71,160.
We did put some, I think we put some.
I put no change.
It is a change because it was 77. Okay. So you're right, it's not a change.
Something must have.
We adjusted the building.
Is that, so the one, is that the corner of Elgin and 20?
It kind of sits back. It's a building that sits back up in there. We didn't even know it was there until we got on our Eagle View, and they had, there it is, stuck a roof on it.
Yeah. He claimed the roof had caved in, but then it's back on now.
Yeah, but no change.
He said, you can't get to it, and I go, okay. Then
there's stuff in it, so somebody's up there. He's got vehicles in it. He's got junk in it.
Oh, that Bronco, of course,
fine.
That's all
right.
So the building is worth about $10,000.
I don't even know if we have that much on it.
$9,945.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Mine's falling on the floor.
No,
well,
it's actually.
Larry's knocking them off.
Dang it, Larry.
So is it 71 or is it 77? That one.
71. 71 because you adjusted something.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, okay. We adjusted the building.
I'm going to
156. Okay, 156. Okay. Last
was that 31.1 went to 101, now it's at 92.995.
Well, where am I?
Wait a minute.
Oh, good. Make corrections in the listing, family gathering.
Oh,
he wanted this. This is not a single family home. And
where's that?
It's going to be an
behind
issue.
Dan's house.
Here's, pass this around. They need to see that. I don't know if it's on the screen.
Can live out by Covington?
Yeah. It's a, okay, he said it was to park tractors in. It's got, like, he said it's for
family
gatherings.
It's not a single family.
Where is it?
Oh, wow, look at
it's
that.
It's right across from Covington Golf Course. Right where the gravel ends and the concrete right there.
Oh, on that.
The road that runs straight south.
This is inside.
It's a dead end.
Yeah.
That's in. Oh, you've got it.
Yeah.
That's for parking.
What?
Joe.
But he says, and he told them yesterday, it didn't have a sink. He took a picture of the sink.
Yeah, there's a kitchen sink in it.
It's got everything.
Oh, yeah.
Even the kitchen sink.
I think we even have pictures of the outside.
He said it doesn't have a bedroom. It
does have some tractors.
I just said, hey.
That's it right there. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a cute little house.
That's a nice little house.
Well, you better be careful. You don't want to
call it a
house. It's a
family gathering. But we don't have any other way to value it, so I put it as a bungalow.
I have family gatherings in my house.
So there you go.
Do you have a separate house for that?
No, I don't. Yeah,
$92,995.
So basically, it went from $30,000 to $90,000. Did he do all this just this
last
year?
Yeah, we didn't know about it.
Oh, we didn't know.
No,
that's
we
why.
Didn't know about
yeah.
it.
Okay.
I think that's
okay.
good.
Because you basically had land only before. So
yeah,
right.
and
okay.
crappy buildings
okay.
that there were.
Got
yeah.
it. Wow. Got it.
And then he claims it's
then
Dan's.
Protested.
Yeah. Then he claims it was Dan's, and I said, well, then you're gonna have to split it off. And then.
So why would you come if you put a building on something like that? And you think you're just.
Yeah.
That's silly.
It's for the grandkids and kids.
Yeah. For gatherings.
That's a cookies.
So what are we on? 157.
157.
Yeah.
Daniel Ryan.
Sorry.
Josh went out there
all the way out.
No. Yeah.
So
it
was
he
at
did.
124 to 138? Went down to 90.
Yeah. This is that house that made the news not too long ago. They thought there was a dead body out
yeah.
in the garage or
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, they're digging around for it.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
It's currently not livable. And
Josh went out there.
Josh
is it 157?
Did an interior
yeah.
inspection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We went to 90,975.
He did provide pictures, and Josh went there, too.
Where was this at?
It's right on 12.
I think it's
12.
A pretty good house at the edge.
It doesn't look bad from the outside. Yeah.
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 Structurally.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's
yeah.
what he's saying, but they're going to
tear it down.
He
said they're going to
tear
it down.
Reverse.
Highway 12.
Once Josh got inside, he goes forward.
So it's just a condition change?
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. It's just right along the highway
yeah.
right there. Yeah, I know exactly where it's at.
Yeah.
They got a metal building there, too.
Yeah, that's where the body was. That they never found.
Yeah, they never found. Yeah.
Jeez. This was Richard. Oh, I'm sorry.
Keep going.
Richard Merchant, number.
We're good.
161.
Okay. Buildings, land. He's complaining about the bike path in the city.
That's right along the railroad tracks.
Yeah,
absolutely.
On G Street. Yeah.
Yep.
And Marshall and Bedford.
109, we went to 105?
Yeah.
105.7.
But then went back to 109.355?
We're at 105.
105.715.
715.
Sorry, they changed it.
Sorry.
That's okay.
No worries.
I'm good with that.
That building's a nice, I mean, it looks, he's been piecing it together.
Yeah.
I think he's doing that for this reason. Does that make sense?
Well, yes, we helped him out in his next one, so.
Yeah.
It's a big building.
He says they paint, spray paint graffiti on it. The next one is, I'm sorry.
162.
162.
That's the building?
That's the building, yeah.
That we just did.
Yeah.
For 105.7.
Yeah.
How many square feet is that building, just out of curiosity?
It's very big.
I know it's huge.
That's really cheap.
I was gonna say, yeah, for land.
$6,240.
Wow.
It's a big building.
That's cheap. That's cheap.
That's cheap.
Oh, just asking though.
That's really cheap.
Oh, I'm glad, I like the knife.
Make sure it's back there.
I'm gonna start raising some things here.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know.
Not mine.
I'm
already over
tonight.
Oh, we're getting yours.
Oh, you'll be coming.
If we get something out, I'm going to move to South Dakota.
Oh. Okay, Richard Merchant. Merchant's argument was that it was ag land, and I turned this over to the boss lady.
I did change it. He is farming it. I took out the bike path, gave him some waste on that. So I did change it to ag, and it did drop to 12,000.
How many acres are there?
Three.
3 acres.
Gee, that's out of the 20,000.
2.45.
20,000 acres.
Shit. It was commercial value. So ag value is at the 12.
Oh, it was commercial?
Yeah, and there it is on the map. He is obviously farming it, so I did give him ag on it.
Huh.
If it would ever change, I'll switch it back to commercial.
Okay, so
fair enough.
So the next one is Cornhusker Plaza. Okay, 4.425, and it went to 4.9, and it went down a couple hundred thousand. It went to 4.222.
Right. Why? My recommendation, Savage and Browning, they had their tax rep here. I haven't seen these guys in Nebraska for a few years, but now they're starting to come back. They got some younger kids. They're in their 40s and 50s. Okay, young adults. But anyway, I went to the... Okay, kids. They did supply me with their income. I verified their cap rate, their vacancy, etc. And they do have some vacancy out there. They gave me a detailed report. And that's the only reason I recommended a reduction. But it's almost an annual deal. If he rents those things up, we got to be right back on it.
Yep. Check it every year.
Absolutely.
Because the Walmart building is separate, correct?
Yep.
Okay, you guys write down this new number on your sheet.
$1,000,000.
No, she had. And I apologize.
2.3, 2.30.
Okay.
As the referee.
As the referee recommendation. Okay. Yeah, I just had it on.
And I think that Christy is doing the right thing is to have the printout of her property record cards in sync with what we're recommending.
Okay.
Because if we have those printouts and the taxpayer gets them, they're going to argue, well, this
you don't
report
match.
Doesn't match. So what is the value? You don't even know. So.
Mm-hmm. I hate it when that happens.
I hate it.
You too.
So the next one, the Perkins?
This is the old Walmart building.
Yep. Oh. So it's that one. It stayed the same all the way across.
I don't change that.
Okay.
Yeah, they're probably gonna.
That one, but it's not rented, so they.
There's something in there. I don't know
it's
what.
It's
block
10, I think it is.
Isn't oh, is there?
The cardboard people.
Something's in there. Yeah.
I think they're using it for storage.
Okay. In the old Walmart.
They was.
So it is being used then.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's.
They'll never tell you that though.
That's yeah, one.
He indicated it was not.
And yeah. the bank first is $1,000,000, right?
More finish.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little less square footage.
Yeah.
It's bad. Yeah, it's probably what?
Okay, we got
three of those banks.
We got to vote to raise it. Give me that card.
back. Run back.
So, okay, so the next one is 174
MTC.
Trailer court.
Oh, this is a trailer court.
Which one?
Lyle Neeson. It's, what do they call it? MTC2.
I don't know which one it is. They're all their same. No, I'm just joking. That's rude.
Oh,
Stanton.
Oh, Stanton.
Stanton, trailer court.
Okay.
Which one was that? Well, that's the one, that's on the Ninth Street, on the end.
Okay, he has 47 hookups, he owns no trailers, equalized with, his problem was he brought in for equalization, and that, when it comes to that, he kind of pinned me to the wall, is what happened. And I go, okay. So I did recommend a reduction to 704,195. He wanted 658, we had him at 982. And regardless of who you use, I recommend we review these trailer parks, period, because they're not equalized, but they're also different qualities of them.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's got to fall into the equation when you get them in here and they start protesting. We're saying, wait a minute, the and he brought in tons of pictures on the comparables for equalization.
And if I'm not mistaken, that's probably one time, that was probably one of the nicer ones.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And that
Stan was.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Unless it's changed, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he's showing me pictures of everything that's going on. He had to compare.
Oh, he even sectioned them out. Wow, he's good.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they have time to look at them, but
no, we got to
put
move on.
Pictures.
Okay.
Thanks, though.
Okay. Rick, I mean, he did do stuff. Hey,
that's why you're the professional. So you got 704,195.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
For this year, I will. Okay.
Okay. You want to make sure that we tackle them.
Absolutely, it's got to be done so that you don't have this issue.
Okay.
Get out of whack. Yep.
And I think a rent study needs to. We need to get some more economic rents that people can BS on.
Yeah.
On trailer parks?
No, just on
everything in general.
In general.
Okay.
I think Simcoe has some of that, maybe.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then
198.
Joanne?
198, okay, I'm sorry.
I'm Sagrin.
Review house and outbuilding.
Oh, Freddie Dinker.
Oh, Freddie.
607 to 648.
Almost all of it's
390
land, though.
390 to 624, mm-hmm. 334.
Right.
Did you go out there? I heard you talking about how to get out.
Yeah, Josh
did. Yeah, I had. And Josh is one of my associates, and he's been with me for 23 years. How anybody stays with me that long, it's crazy, but he does. He wanted 621. We get what, 624, 335.
So he should be
334.
Well, we have to round to the nearest five. 335. Yeah.
Why?
So it must have a house on it or something. Something on it.
He's
my favorite.
Yeah. Is that where his brother died? Is that the one he was talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does have a house.
Okay.
Is this his new home? The one that he...
No, he actually didn't complain about that one this year, I don't think,
okay.
Joe.
Okay. 199.
That's a lot of outbuildings.
206 to 225, back down to 215. Mm-hmm. So it looks like kind of compromise in the middle somewhere along the line.
Mm-hmm. This one is the... 199, Larry. I'm hustling.
Good.
As my coach says, get your...
My stomach's growling.
He wanted 215,705.
That's what he got.
That's what we got. With recommendation of equalization. To the land stays the same. No change.
This in town?
215,970?
Yeah.
215,970.
215,970. Oh, maybe he did. Is that he did complain about his house, John. I take it back.
And then they came in and went through them with Christy this morning. So I've got Daryl's last night figures.
This is Fred again, and he was protesting. We were at no change. We left it at $16,370.
Okay.
We had comps that supported it. He was using comps that did not compare to what he had.
I'll be darned.
Just a piece of land, then.
Okay. This one is Chris Kruger. We recommended no change, $544,235. We did a study equalization on it, and we used 8 homes, and they're in the file. So she's at 180. or 146 with the land, with the improvements only. And our comps are much higher.
Good, they are. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Is there a picture of this one?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's hard.
If not, I got one.
It's hard. How would you, I mean, there's no room.
500,000 in improvements, it better be a nice looking house.
Yeah, it's a nice house.
I don't know which, if, where we're at here. Is this the house?
That's the back.
Wow.
Nice. With an extra building, if you go up one, you know.
A brown trampoline.
Oh, yeah. That's the front.
Okay.
Should it be higher?
Not according to him.
That's pretty cheap. But it was, you said the on comps, it was.
We're, yeah,
way,
he's fine. He's low.
Way out of whack.
Well, he's just mad because yours went up 2%, his went up 20.
Yeah.
Oh, and my house is a 2011 because I bought it from him.
From him, the true story, when all the tax went in the mail, when we had a meeting that day and everybody was kind of talking about it, when I got in my vehicle, my phone was ringing. It was him. And the first thing he told me was, yours didn't go up. Yours didn't change.
He told us that. He called and threatened the office and said, you haven't heard the last of me.
He says, yeah, yours didn't change. I said, I just got a meeting. I haven't been home. Couldn't tell you. I haven't been in my mailbox.
And Jeff's didn't go up either.
I'll need that.
And his was high. Well. Jeff always made sure yeah. his house what was high mean? Because he knew
come
that
on,
would come
look. Want to be sure by example, you're going to.
No, but anyways.
He
okay.
told us, though, and just for whatever, he told us that extra building's only worth $15,000.
It's what?
That's what he said. An appraiser told him that building's $15,000.
$15,000.
That extra garage. I said, really?
You couldn't yeah. build that for $100,000.
Today. No. So he's way off his rocker.
Today, yes.
15, and he's a mortgage lender. He knows what things are selling for.
Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Here we go.
Did you call?
222.
What'd you say? Jeepers?
I want her as a neighbor.
Okay. This is the one I was going to plead to the board. I really don't. This is the waste place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. their tax rep, he's wanting $8,800,000. I basically price. Said it's not going to happen.
Who is this?
Is this
Big Ox.
Is this the
oh, well, this is
Big Ox?
Ox.
Yeah,
Big Ox.
Big Ox.
Big
Ox. They're in
bankruptcy.
I don't know what you're going to do with it.
I recommended. My recommendation was to go maybe to, and it's, I don't know where it is, a $13 million, throw them a bone or something, but I don't know what you're going to do with it. I don't know if the city's ever going to have a contract with them based
the
on the
city is buying it and making it their
wastewater
plant.
Yeah, it's going to be this.
Yeah, but has there been anything proposed or should we just no change it? I don't have a feel for it. I was gonna head out there and
me personally, said, I would not change it.
Okay.
And just see where it goes.
Okay.
I think you're
that,
right.
That's exactly what I would do. Because
that was the plan, and I didn't know if that was still on the table or
it's gonna happen.
They are still working with some other communities.
Are we gonna know when they buy the thing and how much they pay for it?
Well, they'll lie.
They won't be able to.
It's public record.
It is public record.
So we'll know.
Yeah, we will know.
It's in lieu of.
I said, based on.
No, it's not.
I mean, how many? I don't know how many years.
I think he said once I was 30 million.
Yeah, there's still all kinds of back taxes on
and I'm sure everybody knows this is a huge mess from all the way from the city co signing with Big Ox from the get go, which you can't do that. And, I mean, it's just.
They brought him in.
It's just a huge, huge, huge mess. But they're trying to get their wastement treat facility put down.
In
younger.
That?
And then using that, and I would not change it. I would.
But
just,
I don't.
I would
why would you? Why would you justify a reduction? How could we justify a reduction?
Because they wanted 8.8. I think you were just trying to come up with somewhere.
Yeah, that's
just
because
that's
it's not
narrative.
In business, and
see, and who's they? The city or
Big
no,
Ox?
No, it's still the
Big
the,
Ox, whoever.
Okay. And he proposed documents that would take $19 million to bring it up in line.
Mm-hmm. But he can take it to Turk.
Well, that's correct. That's our problem.
Let's just let it go.
And I don't argue it. I'm sitting here going,
so
what are these?
Why do we 16, 8, 9?
I don't know why.
The first column.
I didn't pay
taxes. 16, 8, 3, 9, 5, 4, 5.
Same as it was last year.
16, 8, 3, 9, 5, 4, 5.
And I don't think they paid their taxes. On
no,
no
they're,
just
they're
on
the
just
because
they're in a
bankruptcy.
Yeah. Just because they're in a mess. Like, well, who would reduce their
Earth Greens?
Yeah.
That's the old Metz Baking Company?
I agree. I just...
Yeah.
I know that thing's for sale, and somebody tried to tell me they only want $1 million for it, which I find...
They're still using it.
Are they?
Yeah.
They are. I was down
there. Josh went and looked.
Right.
We were down there.
And he said you could smell the bread.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not cooking there, but I think it's just the warehouse.
Yeah. Josh said when you went there, you could smell bread.
Oh, so they are still cooking there.
And they filed personal property. This makes no sense. And added new equipment.
You're going.
And Courtney said, are you sure? Because you're closed. They said, yeah. And then when they protested, he called, and Courtney said, you do realize that you filed personal property? He said, that has nothing to do with me.
Yo, boy.
Yeah, we recommended no change.
All right.
Okay.
Unless there's some more input from...
No, one left.
Okay.
227.
Christine, did you 227?
Realty income properties.
No, he didn't ask.
We have to do that on the agenda.
He just listed everything.
I run down to go find it.
He didn't even, he's the only two story, well, story and a half really out there.
This one, we recommended no change.
Where's that at anyways, can I ask?
What is it?
It's Rebecca, it's a tax group filed that no show.
What is it?
And they based it on Marshall and Swift data, and they were figuring it wrong.
Where's it at?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What is it?
Oh, Family Dollar, right by Pizza Hut.
Oh, down
the one across the kitty corner, yeah, or whatever, dollar something store. They went, she said they couldn't give me leases. They wouldn't know how to separate them out.
Yeah, I asked
Dollar Tree
Christy to call to find out if these are usually leases that are involved, investment groups.
Somebody owns them and then they lease them back.
Correct.
Yeah.
Somebody's made like it ought to be worth that much money.
Yeah, she said she couldn't give it to me. So
okay.
They own too many of them. They couldn't.
They couldn't separate it out.
They couldn't break it out.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what she told me.
Okay.
They do own a million.
All right.
Did you? Are you still going to
do we need to? Yeah.
We have one. We have one more agenda item.
Do we need? Oh, do we need to?
Should we make a motion?
Yeah.
Do we need a motion? As approved.
Okay. So this is what I'd like to do, and I think I'm going to do this properly. I'll make a motion to approve all the referees' recommendation except number 22004113.
What's the protest?
The protest number
138.
Who's that?
Prees.
Oh, okay.
To keep that at 280,700, and also with protest 139. To keep that at 418.10.
Didn't we do that also with 161 and
222?
I think so.
No, that 161 stayed the same.
It was okay.
Okay,
222.
Yeah. We just had it written in there.
222.
Oh, 222.
Daryl had updated some of these things.
Oh, hey, okay.
So the two no changes on what had Scott read, 138 and 139.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have okay written by
all the others.
Daryl has accepting the...
What about 10? For some reason, I had that one circled too.
Had that crossed out and changed also. What happened there? I don't know. What happened on 10? Did I just you updated the
no 10? No, 10, but no 10. Kramer, we just went with his 10. Recommendation.
Yeah.
10.
Oh, number 10?
Oh, Scott Munger, yeah. Sorry. That was on Sammy's.
So what did we do there? Daryl recommended, Sam recommended 109,920, and we went, or did he?
You kept it at the 117,630.
Yeah.
Did we?
Okay.
Yeah, Sam said we could lower it. He said it didn't really matter either way, but he lowered it because of condition. It's a rental.
And he had a recommendation of 109,920, and we went with the 117.
Okay, so additional to the two that I just read off, I'll go with protest number 10 as well to keep it at the 117,630.
Those are the three. No. Did you write that or no?
Yeah, I wrote that one on 17.
Okay,
when I walked in, I copied Charles' notes.
Okay,
that's my motion.
Okay, I'll second that.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to write number 10 and number 138
and 139.
Number 139.
Yep.
We took the referees, or the assessor's recommendation on those?
Yes.
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay, so now we got B then, huh?
We are going to move on to B. Board to review report of destroyed real property form 425 filings per damage occurring on or after January 1 and before July 1 of 2021 with significant damage exceeding 20% of the current assessed value and make a reassessment of value for the destroyed property.
This is Marion Brown with her retaining wall. She filed one of these. It wasn't declared a natural disaster for that time period, so. And we're not assessing her for
The wall.
The wall.
Yeah, we talked about that.
We denied it.
Okay. I've never seen one of these before. Is this normal?
We don't get very many.
We have quite a few.
When the flood comes, yeah, the because flood, that's okay. A declared a disaster.
Okay. I see.
So is this review? Do we need to move on it?
Do we move to
deny? We denied it. I don't know if the board has to take action on it. Yeah.
There is a place on the form to
it's exceeding 20% of the assessed value.
Yeah.
At tree falling and at retaining wall.
The county board vision has verified the current year. We have to make a decision, say that we heard it. Okay, so we do need to make a decision.
So we need a motion.
So I'll make a motion that we approve the assessor's denial of the 425.
Yep.
For parcel, do we have that?
Yeah, it's on there. I don't know what the number is for Marion Brown and Dan.
220063370.
Yep.
Thank you. That's it.
I'll second that.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Sir,
wow, we did a lot in 3.5 hours.
Hey, thanks, Gerald.
That was good.
Gerald, nice to meet you.
I know we're a little probably, I'm going to speak for always a little.